Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's Noon, Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday live studio audience is loving Never Look Back and Networking November. Come join us in our clubhouse room today at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, just after the show. Collaboration Consortium, where you can meet like-minded entrepreneurs, learn some tips, and share all about your business, organization, and yourself. We'll be live every Monday at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time and Tuesday through Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Remember, we don't change our clocks in Arizona, but we do rig our elections, burn our ballots, and our babies are racist. I added the link to the top of our page to get into that clubhouse room, and also is be a member of our group, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. So put on your common sense caps. We the people, grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action. BLC. Today's topics on episode 270, Freedom Peer Networking, Branding Rebirth, COVID Detox and Your Health, Metaphysical Traumatic Therapy, Holistic Personal Training, Border Invasion, Candidate to Save Arizona, with special guests Mike Miller and John Arnold, all delivered by our partners of the Everything Home, Socially Conscious, Referral Network, and Marketplace. We're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup, Karn Wery, the Freedom Cell Network, peer-to-peer groups creating more liberty in our communities and alternatives to government tyranny. Jarris Tucker, business marketing and branding expert, Branding Rebirth to reposition and rejuvenate. Sherry Cowbomb, the juice lady, detox and supplements is the most important time to pay attention to your health and your immune system, people. Gail Nicholson, helping veterans and survivors of traumatic experiences turn off the internal alarms that keep them from being happy, healthy, and successful. And Joanne Barry Cullen, holistic personal training, guiding women to release issues from their tissues as they shed emotional weight and fall in love with themselves. And sitting shotgun in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox are two special guests at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Notice the Mountain Time people. Mike Miller, citizen journalist and founder of Warriors for Ranchers, a grassroots organization helping families affected by the border invasion. Yes, it is an invasion of illegal aliens. Remember those guys that are going to get $450,000 per person, maybe $1 million of your hard-earned tax dollars. And, of course, sex slave trades, right? Traders, right? That's what they're doing. You know, Biden's the biggest one of that. Mike has the inside scoop on what's really going on with the cartels and the corrupt American officials at every level. Don't let you think that is all by old mistake. And at 1:30, John Arnold, the conservative candidate for Arizona House of Representatives and Legislative District 23, and that's where I'm a PC, which I encourage you to become a PC member, precinct committee member. He's also a lifelong Republican and has lived in Arizona for 26 years. He understands the best manager of your hard-earned money is you. Huh. What a novel concept by one of the elected elites, right? That's wish, don't you wish they all thought that way? And what if they just spend 1.5 $9 trillion of just wasted money, which is why he believes taxpayers should be more keep more of their income. That's your money, honey, and send less to a government because they could piss it away. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeaboutus.com. everythinghomeaboutus.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. Number one, today through Thursday is hashtag AskTheVax nationwide strike boycotting all employers mandating the non-vaccine. Details in the graphics are a live events page. And it's time for mass civil disobedience, we the people, and stop spending your money at companies that hate you, that hate this country and hate everything about freedom. Take your money out of the big banks, put them in the community banks. And I'm also adding to this AskTheVax. Do your best not to buy anything from any companies that require their employees to get the non-vaccine or wear a mask over the next 4 days. Let's do that. See what happens. Can you imagine? We all didn't buy something from these big, bad companies. And number two, oh my God, this was my past 2 days. GoDaddy, a.k.a. NoDaddy, is at it once again. Remember, we were shut down for like a week with our websites. They are the worst website company on the planet. I spent several hours yesterday repeating common sense and 2 hours today doing the same thing. No one listens or actually looks at websites to make sure they're correct. If the automated system says it's done, well, then they just move on because they're lazy and incompetent people. Customer service is dead with large companies. We need to walk away from that because they don't deserve our business. They don't deserve our money. And small businesses, support those small businesses and stop believing you should be treated like crap, everybody, because these companies are getting away with murder. They treat you like crap and they take your money and they abuse you at their own businesses. So we got to stop that. Stop it now. We have to stand up in all different levels. You can join our hashtag Say My Freedom movement over on CloudHub, or you can text the word action to 91776. All of that information is also listed everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and be patient with the website. There are pages literally missing. The most important pages, except for the homepage, are literally not there right now because GoDaddy, a.k.a. NoDaddy, is a complete disaster of a bunch of idiots at a company. Oh, my God. I cannot tell you how fired up I am. But anyway, it is 12:07. Let's get this show back on track. It is November 8th, day 603 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Of it.
Oh, and by the way, it's day 290 of the blah, 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 of the Joe Biden Nazi regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda. Yes, their agenda of destroying this country. They're doing a fabulous job at it. And Joe Biden is the largest trafficker of human and sex slaves on the planet. We're talking about that with Mike Miller at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Now it's time to be the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Freedom Network. Today's topic's on episode 270, Freedom, Peer Networking, Branding, Rebirth, COVID Detox and Your Health, Metaphysical Traumatic Therapy, Holistic Personal Training, Border Invasion. Yes, it is an invasion. And you're paying for it. Candidate to Save Arizona with special guests Mike Miller and Tom Warnum.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's funny. It's John Arnold, not Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold is the actor that married Roseanne Barr. Oh, my goodness. Now, our first guest up today is Ms. Karen Weary. She's an author, breakthrough life coach, founder of Insights Wellness Center, and a member of the Freedom Cell Network, creating more liberty in our communities. Together, audience, big round of applause. We love the Freedom Lady. How are you today, my friend?
I am fantastic. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm so pissed off today. Go Daddy, no Daddy. My website's a mess, and I kind of think it's by design. I think they just don't want the information out there because it's literally on key pages. So I think it's part of the censorship sabotage. But my biggest problem with it is lack of common sense and customer service, where basically you get a different answer from every single person, and none of them is correct because I've been through this before. And it was fixed last Saturday in 30 minutes, and we're now 2 days into it. So that's why your timing is perfect to talk about this Freedom Cell Network, which is a peer-to-peer group that is dealing more with small businesses who actually give a crap about customer service and their employees, where they actually have competent people working at their companies and their organizations. So what's going on with this Freedom Cell Network? It piqued my interest.
So I just came across it because a friend of mine shared it with me. This guy, his name is Derek Brose. He is has started this consciousness revolution, and he just did a tour across the U.S. And this is all about starting small cells of eight people, or it could be a little bit less or more, but generally that seems to be the best number of people where people, they can come together and make decisions for themselves, and it's decentralized and whatnot, and together work to, you know, as a community. It's like, maybe you want to, and set goals together. It's like, okay, maybe we want to make sure everybody has 3 months worth of food stocked up. Maybe we want to learn about permaculture. Maybe we want to, you know, and everybody goes out and do that. And then they maybe meet on a weekly basis or every other week or however, and then you can grow these cells to other areas and whatnot. And the whole idea is that in the long term, that this becomes, you know, because everybody is voluntary, you know, wanting to participate and do this, you know, make the decisions for themselves of what works for this small group. And then we can reach out and help each other out and be there for each other. So, yeah, create a whole alternative culture, if you will, because then the long term, it could also be, well, how do we not have to depend on the U.S. dollar? Maybe we can exchange in another way, or you know, whatever that may be.
Well, it's about getting away from the centralized system of disaster, of a dumpster fire, of tyranny that has literally destroyed an incredible country and a brilliant infrastructure and foundation that was created by our founding fathers. So it literally is on fire. So we have to kind of go back to the basics and start over. It kind of sounds like common sense. Common sense, doesn't it? Yeah, you know, like communities, and it's even, you know, and we've talked about this many times on the show. You know, people are like, well, we're going to get some great people in office. Yes, we're going to start with the school boards. We're going to start with the community. We're going to go local, you know, grassroots. It is so far, to be honest, if you and I are going to be honest for a minute. It is so far gone that you cannot fix it. You can put little Band-Aids on it. But, I mean, we've got – it's not even like a – it's not even a bullet wound. There's like an arm missing, and then it's just gushing right out of an artery.
Yeah.
And so no matter what you do, it's not – you can't fix it. You can triage it. You can slow it down, slow down the pain, the suffering, the damage, the destruction. But we can't fix it. We have to literally it needs to implode. And in whatever definition, whatever level you want to call it that, but it really just needs to be. They ruined it. It's like they first started with California, right? How awesome was California 25, 30 years ago? And then the people ruined it. Yeah. And the people, I mean, by the elected elites. And now they've just it's seeping across the whole country. So it's so frustrating.
We can't wait for them to take care of it. We can't wait. Oh,
well, they
to
can't take care
this
of it.
Person.
Yeah, they can't take care of it because they just want to destroy. And I think that, I'm glad that you're bringing this up, because what I'm trying to get through to everybody is you literally need to reposition your reality. That's what I'm calling it, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything that comes out of government is 100% bad. So, and you don't need to ask why anymore. They hate you. They hate the country. And they have their own agenda. There is new Republican. There is new Democrat. They're all together against us.
Yeah.
So that is just, you got to put that in. You got to accept it. That's fact. That is what it is. And once you do that, you can move forward with saying, okay, I don't need to ask why, because we already know, because they're doing a great job at it. So what are we going to do next? And what are we going to do to help make our lives better? Which is, you're talking about this. These alternative routes, and you need to get involved in your business and in your community, because it is literally, it's like your only hope, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope at this point.
Yeah, and because you know, if the electricity goes or whatever, we can't. While this is great to have this available in Zoom and all that kind of stuff, we have to be able to have people locally that we can actually physically go see. And back to basics, like you said, and making sure that we've got our own back and each other's back.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that sounds so far-fetched from, like, quote-unquote normal people that haven't been paying attention as much because they're so busy doing other things, which I get it. You know what I mean? We have to take the kids from here, and they got to go to, they got to take a picture of what they have for lunch, put it on Facebook, you know, or they're working hard. I get it. But there is, you know, there's a lot of other things that if you start looking, you're like, oh, man, the poop is going to hit the fan here. Supply chain issues is literally like a small indicator, at least you're concerned.
Yeah.
So literally, I like the fact you just brought up, not only is you need to be a little bit more conscious and prepared, it's like go knock on the neighbor's doors and see who's on the same page and see who's got the supply of foods, right? And you know who's going to be knocking on your door wondering, hey, dude, you've got something I can eat? And see, this sounds extreme, Karen. It sounds extreme for most people, but it's really not. It's really not when you understand the nefarious intentions of the other world, or shall I say the other side. You want to comment on that? And you get people that come to your office that are there for, like, personal healing, whether it's physical pain or mental, personal mental, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to be quick here, get another minute. But, you know, give a little feedback on kind of what those people are they getting it? Are they getting the big picture? Are they still like, I'm just going to focus on making myself better today?
I seem to attract a lot of people who get it.
Okay.
And, yes, and that's also, you know, the what we all really want is peace, you know, that really, truly, we just want to spend time with our family and our loved ones and, you know, be able to provide for our family and do all that. And so that's what this is really all about. And when we can help people get to where we can unload all of the trauma, which is what I do, then we can really focus more on, okay, what are the solution oriented? We know what the problems are. I want them to free themselves because that's a solution that's doable. We can do this together. And we are going to be so much better. And it's also super important while we can take a deep dive and get angry at the world because of the way it is, because it is insane. It is flipping insane. But it's also really important to be able to manage our emotions so that we can stay in high frequency because they are what I'm referring to. They feed off of our fear and our anxiety. So the more we can unload all that garbage so that we can stay clear, positive, loving, and reach out and connect with each other because they can't beat us all. There's way more of us than them.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. You know, the thing is that you said fear. The fear is all in your head, right? False evidence appearing real. It's all fake and it's fear. Fear is bad. Fear is fake. It's not real, people. So if you got to pull your heads out of your arses and wipe that fear out, and then things will change. Oh, Karen, give your website. I got to bump.
Yeah, it's insightswellnesscenter.net. It is up and running now, finally.
Oh, that's right, .net. Thank you for that reminder.
Okay. I know. Yeah. I have to keep reminding myself.
Well, it's okay. It's all right. It's baby steps. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and they're out to get us, Pete. Okay, so don't forget the .net. So thank you, my dear. I appreciate that. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will be in touch next month. This will be – if you have time today, everybody that's listening, even Karen and everybody and all the guests that are in the queue that are waiting to come on – The show, what I did is to make it us these, like the group that you're talking about, this freedom cell, right? These freedom cells. That's what I'm doing on Clubhouse. So if you go to Clubhouse, right, you're going to go there. You can jump on after the show at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Everyone is going to be doing the same thing. You're going to be sharing about your business, sharing about your organization, giving some awesome tips. like it's just a round table form. It doesn't matter what category you're in. And then we're going to do that every day during the week from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 12 p.m. Mountain Time. So, Karen, I invite you to jump in whenever you can. Everybody that's a guest gets priority treatment and being able to jump on the stage. And then, of course, everybody else that is not a guest on the show or has not been a guest on the show, we'll try to get you in. But then I'm encouraging you to reach out and maybe come on the show. That would be awesome. So, Karen, I invite you and invite your friends and anybody else that is on the same page, because that's how we are going to be able to grow together. So if you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and it's like the second or third link that it says the clubhouse club. Join the club, and then the rooms are listed in there. So Karen, I hope that you can jump in sometime this week and join us, and we can discuss this even more. So thank you for coming on, my dear.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle.
All right, I will talk to you later. All right, it is 12:20. I'm running behind the schedule, but I just wanted to get that plug out there for Clubhouse. Again, because I want to be able to help more people. I want more people to come together. I want you to have more resources for your business, for yourself, for your community, and how to get involved and how to find like-minded people. I don't want you to ever go ahead and use Google again to find a service or a product or a person. And I don't want you to work with strangers. Remember, stranger danger. We've been told about strangers and danger for years. There's no reason to not work with somebody who doesn't know somebody that you already know that's in your world. That's what this database of diamonds is all about. And we're going to unleash our own databases of diamonds. We're going to throw everybody into this clubhouse, club and room, and start doing some amazing things together. So let me bring on my next guest. Speaking of doing things together and branding, Jairus Tucker, he is the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting, Business Marketing, Branding, and Advertising. It is time for a branding rebirth to reposition and rejuvenate. It's all about rejuvenate. Audience, big round of applause. Jairus Tucker, can I call you JT? I kind of like that, JT.
Yes, ma'am. JT, bringing me back to my high school days. How are you, Michelle?
I am good. Hey, there's nothing wrong with going back a little into high school. It's funny that you mentioned that. A friend of mine, very good friend of mine that I went to high school with and I'm still friends with, was in town. So he came over Friday to just sit there and talk, and I yanked out the yearbooks. I had a lot of people out there. Oh, my God. It was so funny. We were so young. And, like, you know, I had such a nice big full head of hair and hairspray up to there. It was awesome. So, yeah, it was funny. But thank you for reminding me about that, because it was a good time on Friday. We had some good laughs. So there's nothing wrong with going back to a little high school, JT.
No, there's nothing wrong. And I'm glad that you said that, Michelle, because we are talking about branding rebirth. So branding rebirth is a brand that has already established. So there's nothing wrong with going back, taking yourself back to the mindset when you first decided to open up your business, when you first decided to go public with your product or service. You were more than likely excited. You were already energized. Take a second or two to go back to that point. You know, before we get to dealing with the hassle of running the business and the stress that comes with being an entrepreneur and having to deal with marketing, try to go back before any of those problems ever surface and just play on those emotions and feelings when you first decided to even start your business. Start right there and see what you can come up with.
Oh, you know what? I think that's brilliant. You know, it's kind of like we were talking about earlier with Karen, and I've kind of been the movement of this whole show over the platform in the past couple of months. Let's go back to the basics. Keep it simple. You know, we've gotten too far over in one direction, but yet, you know, the day-to-day is getting so frustrating. But like you said, go back to when you felt awesome about your business, or you were excited, or you looked forward to it, rather than going, oh, are you kidding me? I got to go do this again. Or I have to call so-and-so. Or I have to look at that person's face. No, thank you. So I think brilliant that you brought that up. I think that's going to help people tremendously. It literally is what I needed to hear today. So thank you for saying that.
No problem. And the next thing I would say is, whatever problem, situation that you are currently dealing with, maybe it's something like you say, I don't have time for this, then focus on, okay, this is the problem. Don't focus on the problem. Come up with a solution. See, when you revamp, solution, being a solution-based person or creating a solution-based mindset automatically puts you in the right space, because a lot of times when we got our feelings and emotions involved, we're taking away from our creativity. So in order to revamp, you got to go back into that creative mode, and don't be in any rush. You may be out and relaxing and say, you know what, let me just take some time and just see what happens. One of my secrets is when I'm trying to write a post or dealing with a client, I'm actually doing some economic development work and research now. So instead of me just jumping out, I just went with what I already had. I know I'm passionate. I know I'm positive. I know I'm good with communication. I know I'm good with researching. I just stick to that. And I don't try to be anybody else. I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm only giving and adding the value the best way that Jarris Tucker knows. So go back to what you know. Don't be afraid to try different things. Don't be afraid to experiment and use what you have that's already working for you.
Yeah, use your best assets. I define what they are. Try to brush them off a little dust off them, because you probably maybe you got a little rusty on it because you're like, ah, I haven't used that. Oh, my God, look, I forgot about that. So it sounds like you're telling everybody to do it when we are doing the rejuvenate and rebrand. We need to kind of reevaluate just for a few minutes, right? And then take a step back. And then I'm going to add to that and say, you know, since we're all about collaboration, right? And I'm really pushing that hard, because literally once you start having a conversation with somebody, like you pick up the phone, like old fashioned, you know, start identifying who's kind of who you want in your little collaboration consortium, and who likes this idea of the rebranding. Because I'm sure there's people in your network, friends, contacts, past clients that would love to work with that together and kind of all jump on the same train and help one another, because that doesn't cost anybody any money. And it's amazing when you have like-minded people come together just in a conversation, what could happen, right, JT?
Yes, ma'am. Teamwork and having a strong network is my secret to success, because it's not just me. I have very long, strong, reliable people. And something else that helps is I don't try to put too much on me. I try to keep it simple. It's like you said, Michelle, keeping things simple. A lot of times as time passes by in our business, we get overwhelmed with new stuff. Try to declutter, reorganize, and just take it one step at a time, keeping it simple.
Yeah, I think we're going to change it to, instead of keep it simple, stupid, because, you know, why are we calling our friends stupid or ourselves stupid? Keep it simple, superstar, right? Because we are superstars. We just kind of forgot for a few minutes. So we're going to keep it simple, superstar. How about that?
Love it. I absolutely love it.
Keep it simple, superstar. And then, do you want to plug any of your hashtags? You got your website. You want to throw that out there for everybody? For all the peeps?
Yes, you know, I encourage everybody to please follow the hashtag Fingers at Work. That way you can get to know Jarris Tucker. You can know and understand the wonderful and different things that we are putting out. If you need me, the best way to get in contact with me, I have a text me now number. It's 434-299-2522.
Give that
Thank
one more
so
time,
much,
would
Michelle.
You please? Yeah, give it one more time for everybody so you got it.
Yes. No problem. Hashtag Fingers at Work. The number is 434-299-2522.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. You have a nice, happy Thanksgiving, and please try to jump into our clubhouse room today or anytime this week. I know that.
I love clubhouse.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
And bring your friends. Let's throw everybody in there together and make some magic together.
Plan to me. Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, you're welcome, my friend. All righty, it is 12:28. I am a minute over. But real quick, since we're thrown in, we're going to talk with, Sherry Cobham, the Juice Lady. We're going to be talking about some detox and supplements and COVID. You know, the COVID. All right, so real quick, I want you to check out all the different COVID resources that we have on our website, everythinghomeaboutus.com. It's going to give you the list of all the different website resources and pages and social media links and podcast players. Everything is under that. That is that lists everything. And then you're going to get to the website. You're going to play around the COVID tab, the COVID facts tab. So keep in mind, you're going to have your resources. So if you need to get your ivermectin, you need your telemed visits, you want in-person visits from actually doctors that are using common sense and like the way you think they're supposed to be practicing, as opposed to what happens when you go into a hospital. And oh, by the way, avoid the hospital. Do not go there if you can stay away from it, because you won't come out. You won't not come out. So if you want to get your ivermectin, your HCQ, you want to get maybe you want to get some of that Zebzelenko proprietary immune boosting supplements that we're a partner with now. You know what I mean? That's all on our website. You can see that. There's different pages. If you want to listen to some amazing episodes, episodes like episode 263 and episode 260. So then you're going to hear from Dr. Lee Merritt. You're going to hear from Dr. Brian Artis. You're going to hear some facts. Those two episodes literally will change everything. That'll change the conversation. That'll change the facts. And if you listen to this and then you still put on that dirty mask, I can't help you. I can't help you. Well, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show anyway. But try to get your friends. Give your friends and family one more chance, right? Give them one more chance. There's no back job listings on there. There is all the exemptions. I can't believe that we have to ask for an exemption. I have to ask for an exemption to not put in a bioweapon that is going to destroy my immune system into my own body. Mind blowing. So go check that out. Everything you need is on there. All the different websites, all the different experts, all the different professionals. So go check that out. All right, let's bring it. Oh, and real quick, if you want to get the Zebzelenko, right, he gives you the protocol, his protocol. You get a 5% discount plus free shipping if you use the promo code HOME. That is on there. It's also on our marketplace tab. You'll see that in the health section. Gets you down to $52.25 for 30-day supply. If you priced out all of the different things that he suggests you take, which you've been talking about that for almost 2 years now, about a year and a half, it costs you more. I priced it out myself. So anyway, that is what you need to be doing to boost your immune system. Let me bring on Sherry, my friend Sherry. Sherry Kalbaum is the Juice Lady. She's an author, nutritionist, and detox expert. And keep in mind, this is the most important time to pay attention to your food, supplements, immune system, and lifestyle. Audience, time to get healthy. Big round of applause. My friend Sherry, how are you?
Hi, Michelle. Doing great. Staying healthy. Now we want to help all our listeners stay healthy, prevent COVID, right? And if you get it, I've got the protocol for the first little sign of anything. So I'm with you, Michelle. Let's keep everybody out of emergency. It's not a good scenario. I was just talking with a friend whose relative just passed away, went into emergency. They gave him remdesivir, which really damages the kidneys, causes mm-hmm. the lungs to fill with fluid, put people on the ventilator, and that kills them. And he did pass away. So we've got to stay out of emergency. But if you go there, do not let them give you remdesivir for sure. So here's the protocol for COVID. And it would be prevention at smaller doses, and then I'm going to give you the doses. If you do first start feeling sick, you want to hit it hard right in the beginning. So get your pad of paper and pencil or pen, right, so you can write all this down. Zinc picolinate, 100 micrograms per day. Normally for prevention, I recommend 15. You could double that if you are a bit low on zinc. And here's a little tip. If you lose your taste or smell, that's a zinc deficiency sign. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs per day if you feel like you're coming down with something. Quercetin, 600 milligrams per day if you feel anything coming on. Vitamin C, start with 3,000 milligrams per day, but take it to bowel tolerance, and that means you increase each day by 500 milligrams until you reach a loose stool, which means bowel tolerance. And that's your dose, and then you perhaps cut back by 500 milligrams. So right now, my body seems to need about double. I'm needing 5,000 to 6,000 milligrams per day, and we're all different. So there's no one-size-fits-all. Vitamin E, 400 IUs per day, and that helps prevent blood clots. Very, very important. Ooh. Iodine drops, 1,900 micrograms of a that's one drop of at least the one I take, 1 to 3 drops per day. If you start getting sick, there is an iodine mouthwash, Betadine, you can get from your pharmacy or order online and do the mouthwash twice a day, morning and evening. Melatonin, 6 milligrams in the evening. And this is all the protocol when you first just start getting sick. And then now is also the time to go buy a nebulizer because, you know, when heavy flu, cold season, COVID starts ramping up, you may not be able to find one. And I've only been able to find them online, and different brands keep selling out, so I go back on and try and advise my tribe that subscribes to my newsletter, and I keep changing brands because the one that I was recommending sold out. So look for a nebulizer and get it now while you can still get one. But I'm going to give you a solution to make. You can pre-make it. It'll last a year in your fridge. And you start with 2 cups distilled water. To that, you add 3/4 of a teaspoon of food-grade hydrogen peroxide, either 12% or 3%. And I know that's a big difference, but they're both effective. And then 1 teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt, and that is your solution. You put that in the fridge. You shake it up before you're going to use your nebulizer. You start using your nebulizer as soon as you just sense anything coming on. And then what you do is to take 3/4 of a teaspoon of that solution and add 1 drop of iodine to it and put it in your nebulizer. And that is your solution to get you started. And do that every day. And I'm so glad, Michelle, you mentioned masks, because if you start getting sick, no mask. Oh, my gosh, you need fresh air.
Yeah, no, yeah. And never wear a mask. Mask is the reason why people got sick with COVID is because they had the mask, because they're breathing their own dirty air, and they're not getting fresh air, and they're just hurting themselves. It is so backwards, and these people love their masks. They're attacked. I saw, did you see that video where the lady was putting the mask on her dog, and the dog was in a stroller? I said, you know what? People in this country are so warped. I mean, they've literally, there's no hope for them. There's no hope, and it's sad.
We've lost.
You've lost so many people, not only physically, but like emotionally and spiritually, but they've been so brainwashed and indoctrinated. And it's just, you know, the ones of us that have gotten it, that have been on this side, of trying to get this information out and trying to get people to realize and make them not feel like they're the minority when it comes to using common sense and believing in your own immune system that God gave you, as opposed to some mad scientist who's lying to you like Anthony Fauci and every other lettered entity, the false authorities that are, you know, the quote unquote government partners in crime. But you know, it's very frustrating. And it's not only frustrating, but it's like, get to the point where you're like, you know, these people are pure evil. And I say it all the time. And they're demonic. They're sick.
Yes.
They're sick.
They
mofos.
Are.
And they literally do not deserve to be this has nothing to do with being in their position. They don't deserve to be on this planet. And you can interpret that for however you want. But I mean, it's how dare you do this to human beings, where you created this slavery mentality, where these people
Absolutely.
Have actually just become COVID slaves to lies. And it's gotten to the point now where it's going to get a heck of a lot worse before it gets better. People are dying. And they're dying from the non-vaccine, not from the COVID. Keep in mind, everybody, that even the CDC last year in September said that only 6% of the people died from COVID, not with COVID. Hello, hello. That was from the people who started this political propaganda pandemic. So anytime that you see these political pundits, these experts, these, let's just call them what they are, brainwashing a-holes that are on television, that are just reading teleprompters and spewing out propaganda and lies, and they tell you, oh, well, we had 700 and some odd thousand deaths. Why? All of the stuff that comes out of their mouths is lie. You got to start listening. You got to turn that crap off. Turn off Fox. They're just as bad. Either they're 6 months behind schedule or they're not telling you the whole part of the sentence in the story. You've got to start listening to people like Sherry Kalbaum. You've got to start, well, of course, I want you to listen to this show and share it with your friends and family. But you also got to start listening and watching some of the shows on like Brightown.tv and all the other people that are telling you the truth, like, you know, that the truth about cancer, that whole, all of those amazing people that Sherry was with a couple, but I was, God, it's only a month ago. Those are the people you need to pay attention to. That's what I'm talking about, peeps. And you've got to, the ones that are listening to that kind of content, you have to share this with your family and friends. It is your civil obligation as a human being to actually help try to save humanity, because anybody that is sick enough to give this non-vaccine bioweapon to a child age 5 to 11, not to mention the next bracket up, literally, is there is something about demonic possession that is the ultimate form of child abuse. And if CPS was not a pedophile organization that has to do with child sex trafficking, I would say they need to be picked up and those children need to be removed from their homes. I just needed to get all of that out there, Sherry, because people need to hear the truth. And I'm just tired of the insanity. And you instigated this by delivering truth about health. So say what you need to say, and then we gotta move.
wrap it up. Yes. So ditto, and totally agree with everything you said. Oh my goodness. So the way out of the sanity and the way to health freedom, and I said this at Truth About Cancer in my session, is to be armed with the knowledge of what we can do to care for our bodies so that we do not need them, we don't want them, and we will not be controlled by Big Pharma and their puppeteers. So moving on to just a few things to wrap this up. Fresh air. Open your windows at night if you can. Get fresh air. Turn on a fan. And eat right and no sugar. Sugar depresses the immune system. And so heading in, and I hate saying this, but we're heading into the holiday season, but no sugar, because that's going to just wipe out the immune system. But listen, here's are things you can do, and you can have a fabulous pumpkin pie made with stevia. I do that every year. It's delicious. Coconut sugar also, very low in the glycemic index, or monk fruit. So all of those sweeteners work well and very low glycemic index. My favorite is stevia. It's a natural herb and that's just very, very sweet. Also, veggie juices are fabulous. They're going to build up your immune system. I'm the juice lady, so I had to say something about juices. And add ginger and turmeric. And we can find fresh organic ginger and turmeric now in many places, many of our stores like Sprouts and Natural Grocers. And I've even found it at Costco, bags of organic ginger and turmeric. And so juice that up. Both of those are anti-inflammatory. They really boost up the immune system. Ginger's high in zinc. And, of course, if you start feeling like you're coming down with something, you can do an ounce of ginger and an ounce of turmeric and some lemon juice. And that's pretty powerful. You'll know you drank it when you did. You can also do hot water and lemon, a dash of cayenne. Great way to start your day. Raw garlic, it has antibiotic, antibacterial properties to it. You can chop up a clove or two of garlic and swallow that with some water. Chicken soup, hey, if you start getting sick, that's my go-to every time, to make a big pot of chicken soup. It is so fabulous, and put a lot of garlic in it, garlic and onions and lots of vegetables, and get a free-range chicken by all means. And then we want to not eat, if you're starting to come down with something, don't eat a lot of food. Make it lighter, more vegetables, you know, soups, salads, or steamed vegetables, but make it lighter, little bit of protein, but not huge chunks of protein, and stay away from all junk food, fast food, all of that stuff. Very, very important. And then measure your oxygen. If you can get an oximeter to see where your oxygen level is at, good idea to do that and make sure you're breathing deeply. You mentioned ivermectin.
Sherry, here's the thing. Everything that you just told people, now they're at $1,000, okay? Right? Now all of a sudden everybody knows, listen to the shore, they might be healthy, but they're very poor. So everything in moderation, everybody. You got to pick and choose your battles. I know it was a lot of information and content. The best thing you can do is sign up for Sherry's newsletter, and that way you can go through and prioritize what actually you need to do and kind of put a plan together. But be consistent. So pick your low hanging fruit, like with anything else, and be consistent. Sherry, give that to me because I gotta go to the next guest.
Okay, come to my website, juiceladyinfo.com. You can sign up for the free newsletter. You can get a discount coupon. So, again, juiceladyinfo.com. And I swear you won't spend $1,000.
I know, I was just kidding, but it was just a lot. Like, I was like, whoa, am I here? Cha-ching,
whoa.
Ching, cha-ching, ching. I was like, whoa, hey, it's like the opposite of the money coming out of the casino one-arm band. All right, thank you, my dear. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. All righty, so it is 12:44. I'm running behind schedule. Actually, I'm really behind schedule. I got to bring on my next guest, Gail Nicholson. But here's the thing real quick. Bear with me. The website is, as I mentioned earlier, GoDaddy, a.k.a. NoDaddy. Literally, there are a bunch of demons that work at this kind of company, and they don't pay attention, and they don't know what they're doing. When I know more about websites than the person I'm talking to on the phone, you know there's a problem. So bear with it. There are some pages on the website that are just completely gone. They're completely not there. I mean, like when you're like, oh, this is an amazing person, Michelle, on her show. And she said, go to the purpose-driven partners page under the take action tab. And then all of a sudden I'll be able to easily find them because their picture's on there. It has the topic and then it has their website and I could just click on it. Well, that's missing right now. Okay? Well, that's not there. So just bear with me. Hopefully we'll have it done this afternoon. I'm going to call them again. I'm going to call them again, try to get that taken out, care of. But anyway, this whole section, all of these guests, they're all of their shows, not only that, they're on all the podcast players, but I put them on the website to make them easier to find because I want you to scroll. And if you're coming in for one thing and you're like, oh, I had no idea. Look at that. That's awesome. I need that too. Or I have a friend that needs that. So that's perfect. So under the Take Action tab, it's a purpose-driven partner segment. You're just going to scroll like a fiend when the website's back in operation. But go there, check it out. Check out the pages that are still working right now. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. All right, let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is a new partner on our platform, Gail Nicholson. She is a resilience coach and metaphysical practitioner who helps veterans and survivors traumatic experience turn off the internal alarms to keep them from being happy, healthy, and successful in life. I think everybody needs that, not just if they had traumatic experience. I could tell you that I need that right now. Audience, big round of applause. Gail, thank you for your patience. I apologize for the delay, but my anger and frustration with the implosion of the work ethic and common sense lacking. I'm kind of it's coming out through the microphone from my no daddy experience today. I apologize because I know many people pick a company. They've had that probably every day in the same experience. We need to change that, Gail. That's for sure.
You're absolutely correct. Thank you so much for having me on. I've been listening along and I am just loving your content today. You are right on the money. Your guests are right on the money. And you're right when you say that we all need what I do right now, because we are being traumatized publicly by this pandemic.
Ah, you said pandemic, but it's music to my ears. You know, like when you hear the angels, they go, ha, ha, ha. And that's what I just heard. I just heard that. I went, oh, another one that gets it. Thank you for joining our community and our club, Gail. Oh, it's people like you who relay the truth and maybe will shake the fear and the false everything out of these other people who are just not, I don't know how they don't see it, but that's all right. We're going to keep trying a little bit, but I pulled back on the show when it comes to talking about it because it's just exhausting. And I'm sure you see that in your work too, where you just go, oh my God, all right, well, I'm going to try.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so
I mean,
we just,
everything that we're seeing on TV, like you were talking about, the TV shows, the talking heads on the news, the commercials on the radios, the forcibly injecting things into people so that they don't lose their job. This is traumatizing the American people across the board for whatever purposes, whatever ends they have, and it's just insane. It's absolutely insane.
Well, and it's like sacrilegious mixed in with unethical. It's mixed in with unconstitutional and illegal. It is actually illegal.
Yes.
It is everything that they are doing right now. Just for those of you who are tuning in, or maybe you needed a refresher. Everything they're doing is in violation of the Nuremberg Code. Okay, remember the Nuremberg Code? That was done after the Nazis. What did they do? They killed 6 million Jewish people, I believe it was, called the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And that's why they created the Nuremberg Code. Every single thing that is happening right now is in violation of all of, I think it was 10 of them. All 10. And we think it's okay.
Yeah.
Like who? What the F is going on, people? Pull your heads out of your arses. This is insane.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
So, let me go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I was going to say, I got to get everything back on track. So I don't, you know, I want to get to your 7 minutes, right? So we only got five left, and I know nothing. People know nothing about you, Gail. Tell them a little bit about you and what you're doing, and then let's give them a tip
that they can chew on
for the rest of the day.
What is a metaphysical practitioner? Well, I work with what's behind the issue. So, for example, if you're ill, I'm working with what's behind that illness. Unlike a doctor, I don't treat the symptoms. I treat the source of the illness. So when it comes to people like veterans who have what we used to call shell shock, which, you know, and people who have gone through childhoods that were chronic trauma, poverty, drug use in the homes, abuse and neglect, what happens is that their nervous system gets stuck in the on position, and they may not be able to sleep. They might have night terrors. They might get triggered by the simplest little things and go into a downward spiral that, in fact, we can work with their body's energetic system and get those things to calm down and shut off. So what we're seeing right now out there with a lot of people because of, like I said, this pandemic is that we are constantly being hit with these messages of insecurity, fear, unsafety. We're having our livelihoods taken away from us. We're having our livelihoods threatened. In order, you know, they're asking right now. I have a friend that's a journeyman carpenter, and he's been notified that every union that employs more than 100 people will be forced to have their workers immunized, vaccinated, or they will lose their job. Now, that's not America. That's not the America that my mother trained me to be a patriot to. And it's got to stop.
Oh, and it is not only unconstitutional, it's illegal. Because their own rules, their own laws, right? And I have the I forgot, I didn't have time to pull it up, but the gist of it is, when under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, they cannot mandate you to go ahead and have to be forced to use or mandate a mask, a PCR test, and a non-vaccine or vaccine. You know, they call it a vaccine. It's not. It's actually not a vaccine. It's a non-vaccine. It's a bioweapon.
Right.
And that's what the law states, because you have to have informed consent, which means you have to have the option to say yes or no. And that's actually like law, like statute. So everything that they're pushing is literally against their own law, and because they put it under EUA. So it's like they shot themselves in the foot, but then they're like, well, screw you people and screw the law. It doesn't really matter. We're going to do it anyway. But here's the thing. It's about complying.
See, here's the thing, Michelle. This has been a long time coming, because they have systematically ruined the education system. So we don't even know how to properly research things anymore, how to discern and make logical, you know, discoveries from what it is that we're reading. And now with Google and everything that's out there, you can't trust what you find on the internet. So they've, you know, like systematically destroyed our ability to think for ourselves and fed us a steady diet of crap. And now they expect all of us to just suck it up, believe what they tell us, and be good little doobies and do what we have to do to make everybody happy, you know, the authority happy. And in fact, what we really need to be doing is to be looking inward, follow our gut, follow our intuition, have the courage to stand up and say, no, this is unconstitutional, this is illegal. You cannot force a human being in this country to be injected with anything against their will.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. And that's, I don't know, the law. It's the law. That's what the law says. That's what the law says, in addition to the Nuremberg.
But we don't know what the laws are anymore. We only know what the talking heads tell us.
Yeah, well, people need to turn off that crap, and they need to stand up for themselves, stand up against tyranny, mass civil disobedience. Yes, I know everybody's busy doing all these things, but if you don't do this now, you won't have to worry about going and marketing your business because you won't have a business. You won't have to worry about, I got to take my kid to soccer practice, because if your kid got the non-vaccine, your kid's not going to be around, okay, to do the soccer practice. You're not going to have a country in order to do this with, okay? So that's what I'm saying is, people aren't taking this seriously, Gail, that we are at the breaking point. I mean, we've been saying it for a while that it's coming, but it's here. It is here.
Yeah.
So it is time.
It
is. So this is the week. This is the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. This is the campaign to axe the vax, the nationwide strike. So companies, like, stay home. If your company requires you to take the non-vaccine or even wear a mask, take your sick days, do whatever. And then my added to that, and then I'll let you plug your website here, Gail. And my added to that is, do not go to any of the stores or buy anything from any of these companies that require their employees to get vaccinated, or shall I say non-vaccinated, because it's not a vaccine. It's a non-vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Or wear a mask. So don't go and spend any money at these companies. So if the 100 million people that I know are on our team, maybe 120 now, might be more than that, actually did that for 4 days, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, Gail? That would send a message. So literally, don't buy anything
yes,
for 4 days.
Would.
I think you can handle. I think you have enough food in your house that you cannot go to the grocery store for 4 days. So if everybody didn't go to the grocery store for 4 days, could you imagine? Because I know they're all wearing masks at the grocery store. They're all wearing masks at the Home Depot. They were all wearing masks at the Walmart. 4 days, don't go. I think you can handle it. Gail, give your website, would you please?
Yes, I invite all of your watchers, your listeners, to reach out to me at gailnicholson.com or reach out to me on Facebook at C4 Miracles, and we can definitely help them get through this re-traumatization that's happening day by day, and any other issues that they may have had in the past that are manifesting as physical, mental, and emotional dis-ease in their bodies. So
yeah.
GailNicholson.com or C4 Miracles on Facebook.
Awesome. You're a great addition to the community. Gail, welcome aboard our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. I hope you can join us over at Clout Clubhouse today at 2:30 Mountain Time, or any Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, because I know people are going to be learning once more of this information. They need some more truths and resources on how to fix. We can try
to fix
ourselves
for
a little bit.
Michelle.
You're awesome. So
thank you.
Hope to see you over there. Talk to you soon. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. So join us again over at Clout Clubhouse. I keep saying Clout because it's Clout Hub and Clubhouse, right? Remember, we have the Clout Hub, Save My Freedom Group, and then we have now Clubhouse. Oh, it's a lot, people. It's a lot. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and it'll give you the link to join the club, and it also to follow me on the Clout Hub. No, Clubhouse. I'm never going to get it right. Anyway, let me bring on my next guest. She's been patiently waiting. My next guest is Joanne Angel Barry-Cohen. She's the founder of Holistic Fitness, which focuses on holistic personal training and helps women release issues from their tissues. And I must say that I have a lot more tissues than I did a month ago as they shed emotional weight and fall in love with themselves. Audience, big round of applause. Joanne, welcome. Thank you for being patient. I told you I got a little fired up today because it's that time. It's what happens when you're sick and tired, Joanne.
I totally agree, and thank you so much for having me. Just want to make one correction on my name. It's Joanne Angel Barry Cologne.
Oh, Cologne. But in well, the
yes.
accent wasn't there. There needs to be an accent.
Yes, I know.
Because I didn't
know
it was so fancy. Yep. Cologne.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't figure out how to put that there utilizing the computer. So I just got to correct everybody. It's all good.
Yeah, no, it's good. You just got to tell me once, and then I'll remember it for the most part. I'll do my best. So tell us a little bit about holistic personal training. Like, what does that mean in English to me, who doesn't understand these big fancy words? Holistic.
Well, so I'm glad you asked that question. And the difference between holistic fitness, holistic personal training to personal training or fitness is that I work with the whole body, not just the physical body. So it's not just about somebody walking in and wanting to lose 10 pounds or drop down to a size 10. It's really about helping them recognize where the weight comes from, why they call the weight in, and if they're really ready to really work on releasing those issues, that's connected to the emotional weight itself. So similar to like your previous guest, Gail, who works with the going within, I do the same thing with my clients. I actually sit with them and connect with them on an internal level, on a deeper level, to help them understand, A, why they call the weight in to begin with, and if they are ready to move through that energy to clear it, heal it, forgive it, and then release it. And once they do that, that's the whole process of releasing the issues from their tissues as they release emotional weight and fall in love with themselves. And there's a difference between a personal trainer who puts a focus more on the physical, where it's about, well, let's lose 10 pounds, let's get you down to a size 2, as opposed to where with me, it's about, I want you to release the 10 pounds, and we're not concerned about what size you're wearing, because no one's going to wear their size on the outside. They're wearing it on the inside. And as long as you feel good in your own body, you'll look in any size you're in.
So does it have to do with like chakras too? Is that all part of this more holistic?
Yes, definitely.
In the energy?
Yes, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. Yes, because when we think about our chakra system, it's really about aligning the chakra system with when you move your body. So as you move your body, you're indirectly aligning your chakras. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in a meditative state to align your chakras. As long as you're moving your body, certain exercises are associated with certain chakra points as well. So when I do work with my clients, I emphasize on a specific exercise that's going to concentrate on a specific chakra for that day. So within their workout with me, all 7 chakras get focused on, cleared, and also realigned. So when by the time they leave me for that particular day, their 7 chakras, and initially all their chakras, are actually aligned and ready to help them out throughout their day.
All right, well, then let's do this. What certain exercise do you think would be the most beneficial that people could do to align one of their chakras? Give us a tip, because I'm going to do it when we get off the show.
Well, theoretically, you probably already do it. And the biggest one we all do, which is squatting. Anytime we sit down into a chair, anytime we sit down to go to the bathroom, we are squatting. We are concentrating on the root chakra. The root chakra is the base chakra that helps us get grounded, helps us to focus and make really good decisions. And considering I've been listening to your show since it started today, it's something we all really need to do, is be able to make really good decisions and think for ourselves and not be manipulated into doing something we don't really want to do. And when our root chakra is open and flowing as opposed to blocked, it allows us to step out of our fear and move into a space of being more productive and being able to make really good decisions for ourselves, as opposed to someone else making that decision for us or putting the life of fear in us. So squatting, and again, we all do it. You know, we do it every day of our life, multiple times a day, and just doing it in the more, I'll use the word setting process, where you're actually doing repetitions of it to activate the root chakra.
Root, R-O-O-T, correct? Root chakra.
That's correct, yes.
So we're doing it throughout the day, but if we take a little bit of extra time and maybe spend a few minutes purposely doing it, like being conscious as if it was an exercise, that would probably help, because then you'd almost reassure yourself that you did get it into alignment. Because the goal is, at what point do you, well, here, answer this then. And keep in mind, I know you're new, but I ask kindergarten questions, right? So I ask these kindergarten questions because I know that there's a lot of people that have no clue either, and I have no problem being the one that just falls them on the sword and says, all right, I'll take one for the team. I'll ask the question that I know you guys are all wondering. So how do you know that you've gotten it in alignment, like for this particular? So how do I know that my root chakra is in alignment? Like what? How do I know that I finished it? How do I know that I'm back in where it needs to be?
Excellent, excellent question. And the best way of knowing, again, the root chakra is associated with helping us make decisions, helping us to focus. So when we are able to make a decision without having to contemplate it, where we go back and forth, we know right off the bat our root chakras align. If we know we are focusing on positive things and not being torn over to something that doesn't really align with our higher self, we know our root chakras align. However, making note that we are constantly, throughout the day, constantly checking in on our chakras. So just because we got our root chakra balanced and cleared in, let's say, the morning time, sometimes throughout your day you might have gone into the grocery store and bumped into energy that wasn't aligned with yours, and that's going to create a need to recheck in on your chakra system again and see what needs to be realigned. So for myself, I am constantly checking in on my chakras throughout the day. I do it multiple times a day just to make sure that I'm in alignment, because it's a daily process. It's not something that, okay, we align the chakras this morning and everything's good to go. Unless you actually stay home with yourself and you don't watch TV or listen to the radio or anything else, your chakras are constantly being challenged throughout the day.
Yeah, evil lurks around every corner. There's demons everywhere, especially when you go outside of your own little world or you allow information to come in, or even, I'm sure it even has to do with frequencies from technology, right? You know, the 5G thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go down that road. So, like, even my computer right now is attacking me from, you know, whatever poisons it's emitting, you know, and your cell phone. God, you know what they say that? They saw that picture where there was like a burn hole in the pillow from this thing that I put it next to my head, on my head. What am I, nuts? So that's just fascinating. This is fascinating. So my encouragement here before I have you give your website, because I'm excited to have you come back on. I need to get myself aligned with these chakras, because I'm sure that'll help not only with me mentally, spiritually, and of course my lower back is on fire right now. But here's my advice for everybody. So for the next 24 hours, right, what I want you to do is, if you are not in a place that you think that your root chakra, right, has to do about making good decisions and having any fear and being like not using your common sense, literally start squatting. Like, just do it extra. Like, go overboard just to see if we can prove what Joanna's telling us is true. Because once we actually have that proof, all of a sudden we go, oh my God, that actually worked. And then we change everything in our brain, because we need to prove everything, right? We need to prove everybody. So we don't want to do that. Just do it. Just go overboard. And then you might actually, your legs might look a little bit better too tomorrow, right? So all of a sudden you get
They might be a little sore too.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I use the ball thing at the desk instead of the chair. I'm supposed to do it more often. I don't. But the next day, literally, my legs are like on fire because I don't exercise. But that's a whole another problem that I talk about very openly on the show. So Joanne, give your website, would you please? This is fascinating.
Sure. The website is very simple. It's holisticfitnessny.com, and they can follow me on Facebook under the same thing, Holistic Fitness NY.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my dear. Welcome to our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, Everything Home. I appreciate you, and I'm excited for you to come back. I'm going to squat. Today
thank
I'm going to be
so
a squatter.
Today.
A squatter. Like
you
a
go.
Welcome back kata, but a squatter. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Oh, welcome back. Kata Squata is what I am going to be. That's what you are going to be today too. All right. So real quick, I am behind schedule. I got to bring on my next special guest. This is my buddy, Mike Miller. And just real quick, I want you to go to our marketplace. Check that out. There's a lot of incredible products and services over there. Remember, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners. Mike's organization, Warriors for Ranchers, is one of them. Then it's helping out organizations that provide support for pets, kids, and freedom, right? Our favorite, freedom. So head on over there. All kinds of famous brands. You want to get that Zev Zelenko supplement, boom, it's over there. You want to get some of the information and additional things that Sherry was talking about. Mike Adams, his the Ranger store, the Health Ranger store, that's on there too. Oh, My Pillow, you need some products. He's got 110 products that are that, and all these products aren't necessarily all his. They're the ones that our small business owners are selling. Promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Head over to there. You want some patriotic products? You know, you want a flag? You want a cool shirt? You want some of that? I got like four different companies that are giving patriotic gear, all kinds of really high quality stuff. So head on over to the marketplace. You go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and look on there for marketplace. Look on there for those Solenko supplements. I'm just telling you, I'm just giving you all the resources. I've done all the homework. I've put in the sweat, the tears. So just use the information. Again, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content, free information, free resources. Everything that you can imagine is here. You'll never use Google again, and you'll never work with a stranger. Remember, it's stranger danger. All right, cue the music. We got to bring on the soapbox. My guest is patiently waiting. It's one of my buddies.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
All right, it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. And joining me in sitting shotgun are two special guests. The first up is my buddy, Mike Miller. He's a speaker, citizen journalist, retired U.S. Air Force veteran, and founder of Warriors for Ranchers. They're a grassroots organization that provides help to families who've been affected by the border invasion. Of course, they've taken a stand to fight against child sex trafficking, which is all over the border. And he also hosts the very popular Warriors for America podcast. Audience, big round of applause for a God-loving, freedom-fighting, people-protecting, wonderful warrior. Mike Miller, how are you?
Very good. Let me just put my cape on. I'll be right there. That was awesome. Thank you for always giving me quite the introduction.
So I welcome my friend. It is well deserved. You're a wanted man in many more ways than one. So we must celebrate you because you have taken a stand off for freedom. You've taken a stand for your fellow warrior ranchers and, of course, the children and all the incentives going on the border and then some. So, yes, you deserve a cape. You deserve a medal. And you deserve a documentary. Who knew? So tell us, for those of you who are new to Mr. Mike Miller, tell us real quick what your jam is, because I want it to be brief because there's so much that we need to throw in the next 25 minutes or
so. In a nutshell, for everybody just listening, I ran a hunting property in South Texas, and I can no longer say the name of that property for all kinds of reasons, but safety reasons too, is started the hunting property 2 years ago. When the Trump administration was in office, everything was great. We've had illegal immigration crossing our borders for over 120 years. Biden administration takes office and things are not great. So I've been shot at the property. They've tried to break into my cabins. They've tried to hijack my truck. And I spoke out against them, and I have been threatened multiple times. I currently have a bounty on my head for speaking out against cartels, which is absolutely ridiculous. But this is just, it's getting worse. I want the American people to know that this is not a border humanitarian crisis. This is planned terrorism. It's voter fraud. It's mandates and forced injections gone wild, because all of that has a connection to the border, all of it. The Biden administration did not win the election. Now they're trying to bus people all across the nation to the red states with all these illegal immigrants who are about to get the biggest payday ever. It's like a lot of people said they would like to, you know, lose their American citizenship just to come back to get a $450,000 paycheck, which is now nearly $1 million per, you know, the clown in the White House.
I was a little bit frustrated,
and I just let that hit the air. But, you know, it's ridiculous what this guy is doing.
You're right, though.
In a better way to say it, he is screwing America daily. He doesn't care about the people.
Well, he doesn't care about people. He wants to destroy this country, and that's what I keep trying to get through everybody's head, that this is by design, people. The Joe Biden Nazi regime, that's what they are. It's a Nazi regime, right? And they are the most successful. They're the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying this country. He's also the largest sex trafficker on the planet because he's allowing these things to happen. Because they're being
well, I would like
all
to take
this is
the first
by
part
design.
Of this segment to shove his face in the mud a little bit, if that's okay. So my buddy James O'Keefe, who happens to be one of the founders of Project Veritas, has just recently been infiltrated by the FBI. All of his journalists that work within his organizations have had their places turned upside down. And they just recently went and they flipped up his property upside down as well. All for one reason. They had a whistleblower come forward, and his young daughter's diary happened to be in a hotel room where she was once staying. And the contents of that diary is quite, what would the word be, revealing to him being a pedophile. Such things as him taking a shower with his young daughter. You know, everybody in America has seen Joe Biden sniffing young kids, but it's extremely gross that this man takes showers with his younger daughter. And then you have his son, Hunter, that is completely exposed, frontal exposed, all over social media, snorting blow and making out with young little girls. This entire family is full of pedophilia. This guy, mm-hmm. who a lot of folks are calling their president, he'll never be mine. This same guy stole the election, has fought against voter fraud claims, of which Mike Lindell has shoved in his face, of every single thing that you can imagine. More ballots are still being found today. Truck driver just came forward, I think was somewhere in the realm of 60,000 ballots that he just found. And all these ballots were hidden. And, you know, you've got the story of the UPS driver whose trailer was stolen and all crazy stuff leading up to the election.
Multiple
so, yes,
layers
I want to shove
fraud.
His face in the mud a little bit. This guy's a fraud.
Multiple layers of fraud.
He's a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, here's the thing. The information about the daughter and all this stuff with Hunter came out when they had the laptop, which was last October, right? Last October.
Yes,
but
the
it
diary,
was depressed,
the diary
course, like
has a lot
else.
More stuff in it, like paying off big
tech.
Yeah.
There's
a lot more in there than I know, but these are just some of the things that have been the whistleblower blew out there. But it's just knowing the stuff's there. So James O'Keefe made a public statement. Even though the FBI said that, you know, he shouldn't, they didn't say that he couldn't, because they said it would impede or interfere with their investigation. Well, James is not the one to stay silent. And I think for a better way of saying this is he's probably one of the most legit citizen journalists out there as an investigative journalist, someone I look up to, someone who that prides themselves in making sure that they vet information before they come public with it, and probably one of the most recognized source for really bringing out the fraudulent people. I mean, look at how many people they have put in detention because they've exposed who they are.
Exactly. So
for them to try to say
he's
a fraud
work.
Is unjustifiable.
Well, and I want people to remember that most of the entities, the false authorities that are providing not only news or content or information, they're all frauds, right? You got your CDCs, pick a letter in the government. You've got your big tech. You've got your big business. You've got the big pharma. You've got even big religion. All of the big. Remember, there's 13 different big. Pick a big. Just use common sense. All of the information mm-hmm. that they're providing to you, and even what they've been providing to us for decades, it's all bull crap. It's all crap, and it's all fraudulent, and it's all in their own best interest in order to brainwash, to condition people, to get to the point where we are right now, which at this stage of the game, right, my advice to everybody is not only, as I keep saying, you've got to do something. And when I say do something, I'm not just keeping it open-ended. So you can, you know, thinking do something is put a sign in your front yard. No, there need to be physical involvement. So I encourage you to pay attention and really would love to get involved with a lot of the groups that we've had on this show. Some of them are local in Arizona. Some of them are nationwide. And even if you like Mike's group, Mike's organization. Let's just say that you're like, hey, you know what, I can't make a donation, but yet you can follow him, right? You could subscribe to their newsletter, but you can also push out their content, right? So that's how you can be a participant.
And help me expose people.
Right.
I've got people coming forward. Three different groups came forward in the last 2 weeks, one of which is a child sex trafficking case, which I can't speak heavily on right now, but a person definitely has some information. I'm working to get that to the National Child Sex Trafficking Hotline to get them to speak to people who can actually go knock down the doors. I'm awaiting more information. I've had two different families come forward, one from Utah and one who was in Sonora, Mexico during the massacre. And that massacre was his brother, his children, and his sister and children, which was really big. It made the news. And this gentleman's going to come forward for an interview. And when I was in Utah, I had a very emotional moment with a young lady whose family was slaughtered in the Utah massacre on 24,000 acres that made national news. She's around 16 years old, and she's agreed to come forward for an interview to talk about how this has impacted their family, the type of threats that they're getting. So not only am I traveling and spreading awareness, but every single place that I've gone, Michelle, there's been connections made to people who are impacted by this in such a huge way. We see this as right now, okay, we've got the 13 clowns, the rhinos that voted for the infrastructure bill, which everybody needs to vote those son of a guns out of office for doing such a thing.
Then you
we
get primary.
We see that happening.
They need to get primary.
That's
what needs to happen.
Yep. We see that stuff happening in regards to the White House. But on the other side of things, they want to keep us busy on what's happening at the border, the lawlessness that's taking place. There's been murders in Matamoros since the last time that we spoke. One of the head cartel leaders was shot up. He was in a silver Suburban, and he was taken out. In Colombia, one of the top narco leaders, one of the guys that enjoyed cutting people up and acting like he was eating their leg after he amputated it, was skinning a man alive. And all this footage that I'm talking about, it's okay for him to post it on Twitter. That's what blows my mind.
I can't even put my website.
Twitter is okay with narcos and cartel leaders chopping people up and putting those freaking images out there. But if we simply say the words Joe and the Ho on Twitter, you're banned. They will ban you. They'll shut your account down. They'll make it where you can't tweet again. But
Mike,
okay.
I can't even put everythinghomeaboutus.com on Facebook, and I can't stream on Facebook.
Oh, no, I tried to post it, and it said that URL cannot be used.
Yes, I'm banned.
Facebook
I'm banned on Facebook.
Me. I tried to do it today. Facebook likes that URL cannot be used.
No, and so none of the website pages, right, because there's about 300 on my website because there's so much content and information free for people to use and resources.
I'm talking to a Facebook criminal right now. You're doing hard time Facebook jail.
I am every day I get a notification.
Do you have
notification.
Like a tattoo, like a little teardrop that says FB on it?
What do you think I got on my face? I'm going to put a FB on my cheek. You know what I mean? Like they have the tear.
A little FB on your cheek, you know?
A little FB.
Hard time, you know, and a little star by it. Jesus, it's crazy, the stuff that we have to deal with, just being truth tellers, you know what I mean?
Oh, and I can't stream. I try. Every time I go on, I just for poops and giggles, I click
this?
The button.
Are
and
you
it
ready
says,
for this?
It says you're against
I'm
community
in my
standards.
Voice. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
you're going to go to ENAS.life. Everybody listen to that, ENAS.life, Enos. The three bars in that name stand for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Enos in the Bible actually stands for God the Father. That website does everything that Facebook does. And you can live stream. And guess what? You're a public figure, and you're kind of a big deal. So my friends, Dale and Ron, who founded Enos, I simply can just call and go, hey, Michelle Swinnick's kind of a big deal. I want her verified. Give her the blue check mark. Done. That way so that everybody that joins in will see you as a well-known public figure. You can live stream using Firefox. You can live stream. You can do messages. You can do stories. You can do everything that you do on Facebook, but they will not sell your data. They do not allow for trolls. So you will have your main personal profile, and then you can create a media page, and you can create a business page. so that you have the Everything Home site where you can do your live streams. So we can start moving your audience off of these, you know, Nazi regimes and bring them on to Enos.life. So they're on a Christian base, We the People built for the We the People social media platform that you can be proud to be a part of.
I would love to do that. I would love to take him up on that and then actually start streaming live.
You to that. Once we get done, I'm gonna message you the link. It's ENAS.LIFE. For those of you listening, if you have an Apple phone, you will not find it in the Apple Store yet. If you have a Droid phone, you can find it in Google Play Store. And it's a purple logo with three bars, and it's ENAS, and you're looking for Enos is what it's called. And it's Enos.life. Please register on there. Find me at Mike Miller, and my media page is Warriors for Ranchers. I'm about to start what would be one of the first podcasts ever on their platform, and I'm proud to say that.
Oh, well, good. And that's the point that you're bringing up, that we need to all, as I say, transition together, right? So if we all transition at the same time from these satanic platforms like Twitter and Facebook, or somebody called it fascist book the other day, I was like, oh, that's not good.
No, it's Meta now. It's Meta. It's all driven by drag queens and you name it. That's what he did. I mean, come on. He has one of the biggest brands in the nation, a billion-dollar brand, and he does a commercial with little drag queens on it. He rebrands at Meta.
Wow.
And
that's,
you know, Meta is actually already being used for cryptocurrency through another platform, so I wonder if he even trademarked or copyrighted that, because I actually know at a lot of these places where I speak, there's a gentleman that actually has a cryptocurrency platform with the name Meta in it.
Well, it's all part of the transhumanism. That's the problem. It's all about transhumanism, and obviously moving people as far away from God and everything that this country used to stand for, or at least a majority of the people do. The people, the elected elite that are in charge, do not. So keep that in mind. But yes, that is what it has to do with. They want these virtual worlds so they can control it at a whole new level. That's part of the whole 5G thing, but that's a whole nother story, my friend. So we're about 1:25. We've got a few more minutes here.
I want to get on the border stuff real quick. We got a dual citizen coming in from Tapachula, Mexico, with a bunch of angry Haitians / Chileans. I want everybody to know that the large number of illegal immigrants that came into Del Rio, Texas, everybody was saying they were from Haiti. There was a large number of them from Haiti, but there was also a large number of them that were throwing their citizenship in the river. And everything that identifies these people, Michelle, their driver's license, their passports, their religious beliefs, their cell phones even, thrown on the border. And there was a lot of folks from Chile, a lot. We're finding more and more IDs as we speak. I'll be making a trip to the border very shortly, and I can report back to you as soon as I get back, because I'm no longer going to be live streaming on the border because it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's coming into Texas, Lilio Mujica, and he's declaring that our National Guard is senselessly hitting women and little children.
Oh,
if
Jesus.
Anybody's seen the video,
I'm tired of that.
These people are animals. Every single thing on the ground, and you guys don't criticize me when I say that and go, oh, he's talking about people and he's racist and he's calling them animals. No, they're picking up rocks, they're picking up sticks. Our National Guard is simply standing there with their shields, trying to hold the line, trying to keep them from, you know, coming further into Mexico to do more destruction. Every single thing on the ground's a weapon, no matter what it is, if it's a stick, if it's a rock. They are throwing these things, trying to hit these National Guard members in areas where the shield's not protecting them. If they see their leg, they're trying to hit them. They managed to injure one, and when the National Guard member got on the ground, they were beating this person senselessly. This is not a humanitarian crisis. This is a person who was doing their job, trying to provide protection to the rest of the people in the community. These illegal immigrants beat the snot out of this National Guard member. They are declaring war on Texas and war on America. This administration's doing nothing besides saying, hey, we had a record day today. We have a new bill where we're going to look at, you know, giving these illegal immigrants a wealthy life here in the United States. All you American people just suck it, because the Biden administration wants to give illegal immigrants more money than you Americans. Yeah. For all you people who voted for me, you know, George Biden saying this himself, Biden saying this himself, you know, he's like, I'm running this country, but I'm going to slap the face of every American, every veteran, everybody I can daily with my idiocracy. And I'm going to find a way to fund illegal immigration and make them happy to live here. You know, heck, I'm just going to get them driver's license and voter's registration. I'm going to give them as much money as I can so I can win their votes. And that is really what's happening in front of American people's faces, and they do not want to believe it. They're so stuck on the red and the blue. This guy is a dictator. He wants you to stand in bread lines. Yeah. He wants to own your property. He wants to monitor your bank accounts, folks. You make $600 or more, you're going to be screwed. He wants to monitor your bank accounts. Everybody's going to ask me, Mike, what does this have to do with the border? It's this simple. We have open borders. The cartel has control of our border. There's drugs being smuggled through El Paso, Texas. $24 million of methamphetamine recovered. Eagle Pass this week. Multiple shotguns, 357 pistols, knives being found hidden in the bushes on the border. The children that are being recovered. So, folks, they know that if they come through and they say, hey, I'm a dad, this is my kid. Yeah, this lady gave it to me. It's a kid. It's mine. But they come across the border and they say, this guy's got a family in it. He's got a baby with him. He crosses the border. He dumps the kids in the brush like garbage so somebody else can pick them up and do it again later.
Or gets them as part of the sex trafficking to the system because he's just delivering them to the next point because it's merchandise to them. It's a commodity. It's part of the system. And you wonder why there's a million kids missing all of a sudden. You know, like, what the? And no one talks about it. There's no organizations. You never hear anyone mention it. You know, you got all these – all these great, you know, big organizations and NGOs, but nobody talks about the missing kids, which they said is a million. I can only imagine how many millions it really is, because remember, it was stuck around 400,000 for about 20 years, just like they say there's about, 11 million illegals here. That's been the same number for like 25 years. Okay, it's a hell of a lot. For like 40 million.
While forcing mass mandates in all of these blue cities and states across America, and they're forcing injections to everyone, like the National Guard and all these people who are looking at potential Article 15 not taking in. Right, our military men. And so they're getting an Article 15 and kicking them out of the service because they don't want to take a vaccination that they don't agree with. But these illegal immigrants are not being tested. They're coming across with multiple different types of diseases and variants of COVID, and some of them have a bacteria that's been found that can cause permanent blindness. With all that being said, they're using school buses. When they were in downtown Del Rio, the superintendent of Del Rio agreed to use children's school buses to move the 12,000 immigrants out from underneath the port of entry. At the end of the night, they didn't have enough time to sanitize all those buses, and then they use the same buses that are used to smuggle all these people out of there so Mayorkas, our Secretary of State for Homeland Security, or Secretary of Homeland Security, can fly in, and it's a cleaned-up mess again. I want everybody to listen to this. That is not the first time Mayorkas has done this. In Mission, Texas, when the 10,000 people are underneath that port of entry bridge, they were cleaned up when his helicopter landed. Border Patrol agents have come forward to me and said, Mike, we are tired of cleaning up the mess before this guy shows up because we know it's being done for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, just a photo.
These Border Patrol agents are men and women who serve this country. They care about America, but they are being used, and it's wrong.
You know what, Mike?
I want everybody to know that the election, the border integrity issues, and the COVID vaccine are all connected to this border crisis. And they literally want to destroy this country, and they're doing it a day at a time. And I will be continuing to expose it daily, and I will have it on Warriors for America.
And it's a great podcast. I encourage everybody to tune into it. It's going to be listed on our must-listen-to page, everythinghomeaboutus.com. You'll see that on there. Once you're on the website, once all of the pages are back up and running, because I know Daddy is a disaster of a company, so I encourage everybody to get their business away from them, because what happened to me is going to happen to you at some point, because it's just a lack of customer service and a lack of people that know what they're doing at a company, or they don't care. They don't care. So again, these things I'm experiencing will happen to you. We're going to list Mike's show on there, on the Must Listen To page. It'll always check out everything under the Take Action tab. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com is the list of all the website resources.
Quit giving your money to people that don't believe in the same values that you have. Hopefully they'll start turning red themselves.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you got to support small business owners and stop spending money at all these big, bad places. And again, this is the next couple of days here. This is part of the Acts of Acts. So in addition to not going to work, right, for the companies that are demanding the non-vaccine, I encourage you to not buy and visit the companies and services of the people that are mandating masks and non-vaccines for the employees. Imagine, like
right,
I said, can you imagine if nobody, for 4 days.
I actually helped sponsor that with Lee Dundas.
Yeah, Lee Dundas. So imagine for 4 days if you didn't go to the grocery store. If we all didn't go to the grocery store for 4 days, what would happen? Whoa, amazing things. Mike, give your website, would you please? I got a bump.
WarriorsForRanchers.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Warriors for Ranchers. And if you feel led by God to donate, please donate at Venmo. And it's going to be at Warriors for Ranchers on Venmo. We're trying to raise $120,000 so I can do a mission to expose the truth to America of exactly what's happening and how they're getting here. I can't go into any more detail than that, but we'll go to every single first America First candidate that can help me expose this at the White House. Michelle, it's always a pleasure getting to talk to my buddy on the radio.
Oh, and thank you so much for filling in. Alex Newman was actually, his flight was delayed, go figure, from the Red Pill Expo over the weekend, and they had to reschedule him because, you know, that's what happens when your pilots aren't able to fly and they are dying. And people that
so
are requiring
people. So Alex going to need to come on my show now.
Yeah, that's not a problem. We can get that
we'll
all
get him
wrapped
on my
up
show
for you.
Since I filled in for him, he'll have to come be a guest on my show. And I have somebody, before I leave, I was promised that somebody I would say they said hi. Christina Hutchinson told me to tell you that she was thinking of you and she wanted me to say hi on her behalf.
Oh, well, wonderful. She
Women Fighting for America, Christine Hutchinson says hi.
She was just on a couple of weeks ago. So we try to get her on about once a month. She's supposed to jump in the 7-minute segments to keep us abreast.
Well, you know how she is. She's strapped up, boots on the ground out there kicking ass right now. So that's where she's at.
And she was at the Red Pill Expo with Alex Newman. So it's one big happy family. Alex will be on actually Monday the 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So he'll be back, but I will make sure that I get you that. And keep in mind, everybody, so if you want to support Mike's organization and you're like, hey, listen, I'm not necessarily, I don't have that kind of extra cash, but he's part of our groups that we support with the marketplace. So head on over to our marketplace, go buy the products and services you normally do. And a percentage of that, depending on which company you're buying from, goes to help out Mike's organization. Don't forget, if you're going to buy something over at MyPillow, you're going to get all those awesome discounts. Just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. And a portion of that money goes back to Mike's organization, Warriors for Ranchers. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate your time today.
You bet. God bless you, Michelle. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, my friend, Mike Miller, founder of Warriors for Ranchers. And real quick, I've got my next guest in the queue. Not only is the next guest, he's the next Arizona House of Representatives for Legislative District 23. My legislative district, you know, I'm a precinct committee man, and I encourage others to become precinct committee man. That's how we're going to straighten out this disaster of state, this disaster of a country. You just need to get involved. Again, all that information about the precinct committee man, you want to get more active and involved, and it's really easy. It's one meeting a month, guys. And they're awesome to go to because you meet all these new friends, all these new great new people. If you go to our Take Action tab, you'll see Precinct Committee Man. There's a page on there, especially there's a section for Arizona, but there's how to become a Precinct Committee Man in Mayor Corruption County, outside of Mayor Corruption County in Arizona, and then also anywhere in the country because one of our partners, Dan Schultz, the Precinct Project, all that information will get you to his website. So go check that out. And real quick before I bring him on, if you could just hang on with me for a minute and a half, I need to do my business plug for the day. So give me the business intro, people. Let's get down to business. All right, we've been giving you business tips on every single show, and that's not including the guests. I'm just doing my own segment because I need you to get the information out there because I want you to grow your business. But how better to do that than what I decided to do is I created a clubhouse. It's called Collaboration Consortium. It is open to anybody who wants to grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, or make a difference, especially in your communities. It's just basically an extension of this show where there is going to be a platform so you can promote your business, your organization, what you do, who you are, and get more people to know about you. We want to bring the other like-minded people, small business owners, entrepreneurs, influencers, community organizers, community activists, nonprofit organizations, groups, you name it, purpose-driven people. We want to bring them all together. So then you can jump on stage, tell us what's going on, who you are, what you do. So keep all business in family, right? So everybody's starting to work together. Everybody knows who each other is. They get to know one another. Never want you to hire a stranger again. Never want you to talk to a stranger. Stranger danger. And I never want you to use Google to find a product or service, because that's what it means. Our database of diamonds. We open these up to each other. Oh my God, look at the magic that can happen in the business and the referrals and the networking and the collaboration. So please join us. We're going to be live over there in the clubhouse room. In our clubhouse club, you know, it's a lot of clubs at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And then we're going to, and that's every Monday, we're going to go after the show. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be live at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you just go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, you will see the link on there for the clubhouse club. And then go on there and you just click the room for the day that you are in there. So please join us. Tell your friends, tell your family. It's the best way to do networking. Talk about grassroots. Talk about people that are like-minded. So anyway, that is my business tip for the day. And that, oh, by the way, it's all free, people. You don't have to worry about spending money on ads. Why? Why reinvent the wheel? You're just going to make it spin faster. And how do you make it spin faster? Everybody uses their hands and pushes it. All free. So real quick, I'm going to play the commercial because I want you to learn about our Promos for a Purpose program, right? That's our Everything Done for You business marketing and partnership program. Literally, we do everything for you. It's unbelievable. So we just take a listen, and then I'm going to bring up my buddy next. I'm going to bring on the next Arizona state representative from Legislative District 23, John Arnold.
PromosForAPurpose.com. Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done for You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right, my next guest is Mr. John Arnold. He's a conservative candidate for the Arizona House of Representatives in Legislative District 23 and a lifelong Republican who has lived in Arizona for 26 years. He has worked as a financial advisor in Scottsdale since 1999. Remember 99, right? Isn't there a song, that Prince song? He's also the CEO of Southwest Wealth Strategies, where he's helping his clients create wealth and save for retirement. This is my favorite. He understands the best manager of your hard-earned money is you, as in Y-O-U, people. It's your money. You need to keep it, which is why he believes the taxpayers should keep more of their own income and send less to the government, because literally they just wasted. They just did. They just signed that bill, that bull bill, right? That's what it should be called. John is a proud member of the NRA, the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce, the Scottsdale Charters. Yeah, and of course he is an LD23 precinct committee man, which I encourage everybody to become one. As a very active member of the community, audience, big round of applause for a patriotic, money managing, country loving, conservative candidate and community, Chris Sayer.
Thanks, Michelle.
You are welcome, Mr. John Arnold. Thank you for being patient. We've just had a pretty much fired up show today where there's a lot going on the planet. A lot of people are peed off, and it is just time for everybody to you know, do their mass civil disobedience, stand up to the tyranny, and, look at people like yourself to get you in these positions that are now occupied by the elected elite who are literally not only destroying our country, but Arizona. Shall we start with there? So how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the opportunity here to come on your great show. You know, I caught up or brought something up here that you had just mentioned about, you know, who's the most qualified person on earth to manage your money? It's you, right? So why is this overtaxation a continued policy directive by the liberal left? It's, to me, it just makes no sense, and I think that there's a much better way to communicate and message that to the average person, and I intend to do that here in about 12 months.
Well, we don't need to be fueling a beast of a federal government that literally wastes all the money. So I don't think we should hardly send them any money, and the states should be able to function kind of on their own. It's just bloated.
Exactly.
And it's just out of control. And we're not. And speaking of Arizona, oh my goodness, you know, we've got the amount of problems that are in this state. Even though we're quote-unquote red, right, we've got a quote-unquote Republican governor who's not. He's a rhino, and I'm going to say it. I know that you probably can't, right, because you're running for office, but I'll say it. Doug Ducey, there's not something positive that is literally coming out of this state in a long time. We need to be more like Florida. So that's what we need to be, and we're not.
Yeah, it's interesting. And this, you know, I've been a business owner for a long time, and I've got a, you know, busy life. I've got four kids and very involved in philanthropy in my community and just really enjoy life. So I have a very busy life. But what I saw and the reason why I decided to run for the LD23 State House Rep is right now, in 2021 is a critical time in the state of Arizona's history. And in the 2020 election, the line was breached. And, you know, whatever we think about the election, that's where we are today. And this next cycle in 2022 is going to be the most critical in the state of Arizona. Do we, as good, principled, and valued Republicans, do we push back and say, no, this state is not blue? No. This state is not purple. This is a red state. 2020 is an anomaly. We're pushing back. We're going to take control back of a Senate seat. We're going to put another Republican into the governor's office, and we're going to increase the majority in the state House and state Senate legislation. That is where we are today, Michelle, and that is why I'm running, is because this point in time is critical, and we need to push back. If we can push back on this election coming up here in less than 12 months, I think we can hold the tide for a very, very, very long time. Because the people of this great state, we have the principles and the values we always have, and I believe we always will, of common sense, of family, of low government, of low taxes, and doing the right thing. That's what this state has been, you know, has been made on, and we can continue that. But this election coming up is critical, and that's why still a year away, my campaign's putting the boots on the ground, and we're putting the infrastructure in place to make sure that we lead that effort.
Which is, you've got a primary, which is, I believe, next August, right, of 2022. And then, of course, the election
Correct.
Will be in November. But about pushing back, the people in Arizona and the people in this country need to push back now. They need to push back now for the people that are in their elected elite positions that aren't doing anything, because we don't have a lot of time left. I mean, I would love to have the confidence that we're going to be intact as a state and a country at the level we should when we get to this point. But I don't think that's going to happen. There's going to be too much collateral damage between now and even the primary. So
yep.
What we're doing is we're calling on leaders like yourself, right, that are running to lead the charge now for people to take action, to do something now. And those are the ones who are running for positions like yourself that are going to be the true leaders, because it's not as a matter of what if I'm going to do when I get there. What can I do now? And that's what a lot
that's
of the
right.
people when they're
and
running They don't do any of that. They're like, well, when I'm elected, I'll do this. No. We can do it now. And I'll give you a perfect example. And I want the audience to let this sink in. Brigitte Gabriel is the founder of Act for America. And I interviewed her when I guest hosted for Dr. John Diamond's show, American Unhinged, on Brightian.tv. And then she came on the show Friday, which was episode 269, which I encourage everyone to listen to that. That is incredible, incredible. She's the OG on the freedom movement, right? She's had her organization for 19 years, which is before even any of us probably thought about how should we need to save freedom and save our country, right? We didn't even think about that yet. She said that what I learned on the show, which I learned on the original show I had her on, she said that when anyone calls, emails, or contacts their elected elite, right, and that's for city, state, county, federal, doesn't matter, they use this as a calculation, for every 40 to 50 people that can contact, and usually it's a complaint because they all suck, and I'm going to say it again, they all suck. So what happens is that equates to 1,000 real voters who aren't getting off their rear ends but feel the same way. So I encourage you all to go start doing that now here in Arizona and start to make a difference and push back on all of the issues that we are addressing and having, because we can do this now so that we can get some changes made so that we can have a better pathway for people like John Arnold to get in there. And that's why I want you to become a precinct committee man, because the rhinos here don't want somebody like him in. So they're going to try to put somebody else in to primary him because they don't want people like that in here. You want to comment on that, John? I know it's a lot I threw at you, but I want to just throw that out at everybody.
So in line with what you're saying there, Michelle, you know, the real action that everybody can take, including myself, I'm doing this, I'm sure you are as well, and all the listeners, is there is a big next piece of legislation that's coming up, and Senator Sinema is going to have a lot to say about that. So I encourage everybody to get on the phone, call her office, contact that office, and let her know where us as Arizona residents stand on this new catastrophe, $1.75 trillion dollar reconciliation bill, which is on top of the $1.1 trillion bill that was just passed on Friday. So that is where action can happen right now. Each and every one of us can pick up the phone, send an email to Senator Sinema's office. She's holding the line, but boy, I tell you what, it's pretty flimsy. And, you know, something's going to happen here, and we need to get her and all of our other House representatives, particularly those that are going to, you know, potentially waffle on this, is to tell them, we do not want this bill. This is all this is just taxation and spending. Big government, creating more big government, creating more big government. So that is happening in the next week. So this is action that we all can take right now to keep our liberty, keep our freedoms, and get this country going in the better direction.
Perfect. Great. We love take action items. And you just heard that from your next, your future state representative in LD23, which we're using LD23 now because, of course, they're redistricting, for those of you that have been paying attention. And they love to make a mess of things that that don't need to be changed, right? Because why would it make sense? Just leave it where it is, right? Because, you know, it's working. Whoa, we can't do that. We've got to go ahead. We got to move things around, you know? But anyway, so yes, that is a great take action item, because things are basically the bill that just passed opened the door to socialism officially in this country from a financial standpoint. We already had all the other actions. That just said basically we're a socialist country, right? Now this puts the nail in the coffin.
I'm my background is in finance and economics. And what is happening right now is that, from an economic standpoint, you know, inflation is running rampant in America. We have the highest inflation rate that we've had in 15 years in this country. And the thing that you do, this is just basic economics, when you have inflation, when we have people in LD23 and other residents of the great state of Arizona, when they go to the grocery store and they just need to get basic food for their families, and those, you know, it's up 6 to 10%, that's a problem. when they need to go and put gas in the car to go pick up their kids from baseball practice or take them to school, and gas is up 6 to 10%, that's a problem. This is happening under the current administration because they are just printing money as if it's nothing. The American dollar and the American currency has been the most respected currency since World War II. Everything goes off of the American dollar. And this administration is intentionally devaluing it and creating runaway inflation. And Michelle, the last thing you do when you have that is just put more money into the system in the form of just reckless spending. That's the last thing you do. What you do is say, hey, where can we curb spending? Where can we curb expenses? And this administration is literally doing the complete opposite of that. And so, you know, these are some of the things that just makes you scratch your head of who in the heck is running that organization up there, because somebody with economic background is not, or perhaps they are and they know it and they just don't care, and it's part of a bigger, larger strategy, which is totally possible. But the reality of hey, we have high inflation because we printed so much money, and now we're going to just create all this additional spending, is going to create additional inflation, and they know it. They're not dumb, but, you know, what's their end game here? What is this administration's alternative strategy? Because it's not prosperity in America, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. It's putting more people on the dole, trying to just give people free things to more people so hopefully they turn into future voters. I'm pretty sure after 25 years of watching the liberal left operate, that is that's how they operate, is give people stuff for free and then try to create them into new voters. And we're seeing it again.
Yeah, and at this point it's even worse because they literally want to destroy the country. So it's even more nefarious than their traditional methods and agendas, that it's literally that they just want to end any type of freedom, any type of law and order, any type of personal independence, personal responsibility. I mean, the list goes on, and it's just it's almost the point where it's
beyond recognition. So I'm working on a letter. I'm working on a letter to some of my moderate Democrat friends, and to get published in a number of different publications. And I'm titling it "What Happened to Your Party?" And if you went back in time to, let's just say, the late '90s, in the Democratic Party in the late '90s, which is not that long ago, okay, and looked at where it is today, I mean, it's a completely different political ideology. It's not like you know, political strategy has shifted here and there. I mean, to your point, literally the Democratic Party is trying to defund the police. I wish I was making that up, but it's not. Literally the Democratic Party is advocating to give literature and curriculum to our children to make them hate each other based upon how they were born and the color of their skin. I wish I was making this up. I'm not. The current modern-day 2021 Democratic Party is literally saying, hey, everybody, from all over the world, you can come to America illegally, and it's okay. That's what we're saying. That's what the Democratic Party is saying. I wish all of these things were made up. The Democratic Party in 2021 is literally saying, you don't need to work. It's not your fault you're in a bad situation. It's the evil Republicans' fault. This is literally happening. We're going to give you free stuff because the evil Republicans have put you in a bad situation. It's not your fault. It's their fault. Therefore, we're going to give you free stuff. Again, I wish I was making this stuff up. This is real life. And it's a Democratic Party it's not recognizable from as little as 10 to 15 years ago. It's just bonkers. It is absolutely bonkers how some of these people are thinking and voting, and their voices are moving forward. And we have to hold the line, and we need to take action right now, like you said, Michelle, and say, no, we as an American public are not going to put up with this. You've gone too far. And by the way, last week in Virginia, we did this, and it's going to be even more so if – you know, if the Democrats continue to do what they're doing, and it sounds like they're going to, because not only, you know, the Biden administration learned nothing from Tuesday evening of last week, which is just a massive hypocrisy. It's frustrating, but we have to go to work. There's going to be work ahead of us to push back against these lunatic policies. that the liberal left is pushing now. You can't even recognize it. It's just that far to the left. But you know what? That gives us steadfast strength in our principles and our values, knowing that we are on the right side of these issues. And I think we're gonna prove it here in a year at the polls in 2022 midterm election.
Well, if I said that they've gone so far left that they're actually going to fall off the flat earth because they're just going to poof, they're going to be gone. Yes, they've gone so far to the left. But, you know, you're talking about most people think, oh, that's federal. Oh, no. That's every state also. So not only do you have a bunch of nefarious characters in the federal level, you have them in the state. We've got them here in Arizona. So not only do we have to worry, but here's the big problem that I want people to literally accept as reality. Remember, I'm saying you've got to reposition your reality. Everything you've been told for all these years literally is a lie, right? A lot of the people that you thought were awesome, that were good, that were on your side, they're not, right? For the most part, you've got a lot of the establishment Republicans. And you've got a lot of these organizations, these groups that you guys have been sending money to and doing that all these years. They're not for you, right? A lot of the Democrats and the Republicans, they're friends with each other, right? And then they're in cahoots. You got 13 of them you just mentioned that are in that said, yeah, this is an awesome idea. We're going to go ahead and go with this bill. This is really cool. And then, oh, I don't know, about 2 months ago, you had 19 in our Senate that said, oh, this is great. Let's get this thing going over there. This is it's less than $2 trillion. Let's go ahead and spend some money. Not a big deal. So you got to separate that, right? You got to separate your Democrats and Republicans in the name, right? Because you got to look at the candidates. And that's why I wanted to have John on the show, because it is, yes, he's Republican, right? But underneath the Republican umbrella, you've got multiple layers. You've got your tons of Republicans that are only Republican for about an hour if they need a donation. Then you got your rhinos. And then you've got those guys that are in a whole different ideology there, right? They don't believe in America first. And then you've got people like John Arnold, who has conservative values, like traditional ones. Like we're talking about spending less of your money, and we're talking about the things that this country is all about. And with that being said, we've got problems here in Arizona, which is why things aren't moving forward. Remember, we had an audit, John, a couple months ago. We had an audit, and kind of not hearing anything. I'm just gotten some crickets. I was wondering what were going on that, but from what we understand. This is, when I say audit, this is what happened there. This is what's going on at the Capitol. This is what's going on at the governor's office. Because there are people that are in positions that are quote-unquote Republicans that have said, well, we're not going to support that. So that's why it's very important to know the candidates and what they stand for, because it's not the R or the D anymore. The R and the D is blended together in a lot of cases, especially here in Arizona, and John's not one of those people. So would you like to comment on that? I think I gave you a nice plug there, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, well, first off, you know, when it comes to, you know, the election, is we need laws in this state, and they need to be modified from a voting perspective that create one simple objective, and that is easy to vote and hard to cheat. And those are not two issues. Those are not two goals that have to conflict with one another, of which, of course, the Democrats try to, anytime that we put in or we try to put in common sense voter registration and anti-fraud voting legislation, that's the first thing that come out of the Democrats' mouth is that, oh, we're trying to suppress the voting. That's not the case. We want to just keep our elections secure, because if we don't have secure elections in this country, and more importantly, elections that we all can believe and trust are done fairly, then as a country, we're going to cease to exist. And so this is being addressed, perhaps not to the degree that it needs to be. I do have faith in the next legislative session coming up in January through May. I know there's a bunch of, you know, in talking with some legislator contacts that I have, there are going to be a number of different bills coming forward, a bunch, to continue to make sure that we get better and better and better at our election integrity so we don't put a mess, have another mess like we did in 2020. And so that is coming down the pike. We need to get these elections tighter, make them easy to vote, hard to cheat. And then also on the comment of the Republican Party, I will say this, Michelle, is that for us as a party to put forth the agenda that we need leadership. And that leadership includes getting the right people at the legislature to bring together different sides of the Republican Party. And those of us that have these strong principles and values of smaller government, quality education for our kids, border security, respect of law and order in our military, lead that mission, but also at the same time make sure that we try to repair the damage that has been done here in Arizona over the last 4 or 5 years of this fracture within the party, because we have to be, in my opinion, the Democrats are the enemy. And as Republicans, we have different viewpoints on things and different viewpoints on how we do them, but we're going to need everybody. I assure you, and I'm learning how the sausage is made here as a candidate, The Democrats are very, very organized, and we need everybody. Yes, we're going to have disagreements. Yes, we're not going to always be best friends, but when the time comes, we need to come together to be able to push forward an agenda that makes sense for this state. And that comes from leadership, and it comes from strong values and strong principles on traditional Republican values and principles. So you brought 2 points up there. I wanted to address both of them, but we need that leadership down there, and I intend to hopefully, when we win in a year from now, is to be able to lead that charge.
Well, I appreciate you being optimistic about them fixing things that need to be fixed when they go into session in January. But in my opinion, and the opinion of many people I've had communications with, they can call a special session, today. And that's what people are – the lack of things, movement and things moving forward just because we're not in session, they have the ability – Doug Ducey has the ability to do that, and he chooses not to. So that's part where people
are
frustrated.
They certainly could.
They could.
You know, I'm an optimist, Michelle. You hit the nail on the head there. I'm an optimist by nature, and so that's kind of why I see and I have a vision of big things for the state of Arizona. I think that we're the greatest state in this country, but we've got some challenges on our plate right now that need to be fixed, and I think that there's a chance here. Well, I know that there's going to be legislation pushed forward in January. I wish it was sooner. I agree now. But we'll be pushed forward in the session coming up here in 2022 to continue to make this a priority of election integrity. I'm just hoping, and I'm sure you and the listeners are, that they go far enough. That's my fear, that they don't go far enough. They put a little Band-Aid on it, and they say, look at us, look what we did. But the reality is we need to address this issue and make sure that the mess of 2020 never happens again. May I ask you one quick question, Michelle?
Sure. I'd love a question.
Yeah. Okay. How did you meet President Reagan? I saw that picture of you and him together. When did that come about?
there's got to be
a great story behind that.
Well, it's kind of like I had an inside lane, okay? I went to Pepperdine University, and Reagan was attached closely to Pepperdine. So one of my very good friends was working for him in Century City when he had his presidential office after he was no longer in office. So this was we graduated in 95. So it was either 95 or 6. So I couldn't remember if I met him in 95 when I was still in school or 96. When we had just gotten, we got out in 95. So it was somewhere right in there. And it was just after they made the announcement that he's going to be shutting down his office because his dementia started to kick in, where Nancy said, okay, guys, no more. This is it. So he called me up and he said, Michelle, if you want to meet him, you need to do it. Like, I can get you in tomorrow because we're shutting down the office. And so I said, well, yeah, and don't ask me why we didn't do it before. I don't know. You know, when you're 21, 22, whatever age it was, somewhere in there, you're so busy. You know, you got so much going on. Well, not like we were going to class or anything. So God forbid, right? So then went to Century City. His office was right there at the Avenue of the Stars, at the very, very top of one of the huge buildings. And we went in there and we were waiting, right? We were waiting, me and one of my friends, which were all three of us were friends. He got us in. It was a big deal to get in there, right? Because there was only a certain amount of spots left because literally they were shutting down the office. No more public appearances. And so we were waiting and all of a sudden the door opens and he's standing there. And I was like, oh my God, like literally I've never been speechless. And I was like, I was speechless. I mean, you start talking, but you don't really know what you're saying. It's kind of stupid. And trust me, this is when you're young, so you're even dumber.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. So I got a chance to meet him, get a picture.
That's the story. I love American history and studying the presidents, and you know, probably Jefferson was one of my favorite. But President Reagan is probably my number one favorite president of all time. You know, he jump-started the American capitalistic economy that, you know, that you and I grew up with here over the last 40 years. That was President Reagan. Mm-hmm. Jump-started mm-hmm. the entire thing. He did that and defeated communism at the same time. And I lived through it. You know, I'm 45, so I grew up during the 80s and just revere the man. And, you know, it's you live through it. We get to go back in time and read the history books of President Lincoln and President Jefferson, President Washington. But boy, you and I lived through Reagan, right? That's why I put a picture of him over my 4-year-old boy's bed at night, just so I can have old the Gipper taking a gander at my son
right
in the bed.
That's brilliant. And I grew up in a Reagan household. So that's basically, that was the first president, because I was born in 73. So that was the first president that I actually could recognize as a president, because I was too young for Carter and didn't really understand that. So Reagan was my basis president, which not a bad one to be as a reference. You know what I mean? No,
exactly. And that's you know what? Probably you and I was born in 76. So it's probably a good thing that we were too young to understand the Carter administration, which, by the way, have you noticed some similarities recently of the Carter and Biden administrations?
Exactly. This one's worse.
High inflation, national security embarrassment, weak foreign policy, shall I go on? And this is only, we're not even a year into Biden's administration, and we're already seeing that. So.
And it's going to get much worse. Since you brought up Reagan, and I haven't shared this on the show yet, let me grab something real quick. So you do hum for a second for the audience, or give your website real quick, and then I'm going to grab what I wrote in sixth grade, and you're going to really appreciate it. So give me your website
right
real quick while I go grab this.
Yep, you bet. So our campaign website is johnarnoldforaz.com, and our Facebook page is johnarnoldforaz. So if you just search for it on Facebook, certainly would appreciate liking it. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook. We're going to have all of our campaign announcements and all of the current events of what's happening within the campaign listed there on those pages. Last week, we had a great week. We had our initial campaign launch event at C2 Tactical.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle was there. She was at the gun range. And it was basically our official announcement. We had been working on the campaign here for several months, but that's really the coming out party, and made our social media announcements last week. So we're off. We're running. We're getting petitioned. We're raising money. We think we have a very credible chance of hopefully winning and representing the fine people of Legislative District 23 here in the state of Arizona.
Perfect. And we did have a great time. And I have to tell you, that was only the third time I've been to a range. Actually, no, the second time. And talk about on point. I just shredded that poor little that little target skeleton. And, you name it. I'm like, boom. No, I'm going to put him in the shoulder. Boom. I'm going to kind of take care of that area down there. And boom, right in the head. So I was on point.
Yeah, you know,
so
that the gun ownership in America, you know, since what we've seen here in the last 2 years, from a disrespect to law enforcement and public anarchy in the streets of last summer, you know, gun ownership has gone up, and places like C2 Tactical and others provide an opportunity for, you know, first-time gun owners, which there are a lot of, to go practice, sharpen their skills, get comfortable with a firearm, because when we have, as Americans with our Second Amendment rights, when we have responsible folks carrying, you know, carrying guns, that creates safety for everybody. And
oh, yeah.
To be responsible, to be educated, and to understand how to carry a weapon and do so responsibly, you know, it takes practice, it takes knowledge, and there's a lot of great people, particularly here in Arizona, that can help provide that that training and knowledge and experience. And, you know, C2 Tactical and their gun range and their instructors are just part of that. So encourage all responsible gun owners to look at C2 Tactical. So what's your sixth grade memo here of President Reagan say?
So it's in my journal, because, you know, they had a little journal assignment, so you had to just do like once a week or something. So mine, this was titled The November Election. Now, meanwhile, this is in a mounted frame that has the picture of me and the Gipper. And then below this, yeah, I had to cut out here. It says, I would like Reagan to win because I don't like Mondale. I like the way Reagan thinks. Anyway, Reagan did one. Hooray! Mondale only got Minnesota and the District of Columbia, and that isn't even a state. I'm glad that Reagan won, because if he didn't, we would be in a lot of trouble. There you go. Knowledge.
I love it.
Wisdom from sixth grade.
That was 36 years ago, or 37 years ago, and it sounds like your mindset has not changed one iota. That is called consistency, Michelle.
So when I say, if we get to, you know, because some of these people said, oh, you know, no, I'm just, I finally took the red pill, or, you know, I can't believe I was a Democrat for so long, I was an independent, I was whatever. And then when I say I was a Reagan Republican type of kid, I grew up that way, that goes your proof that that's, you know, that's the fundamentals of what I got.
You know,
that's how I,
you
that's
know,
my fundamentals.
When we talk about America first, and by the way, I honestly don't understand any, there's a lot of things that the Democrats and the left do that I can kind of understand. I don't agree with it, but I can kind of say I understand this, but I don't agree with it. The one thing I don't get is anybody that does not advocate for America first. I just don't. I can't even come close to understanding that. And to put to your point of you know, being a lifelong Republican, so I grew up in Minnesota. I don't know if I've told you that. And so I graduated high school in 1995 and moved out to Arizona to go to NAU. That's how I came to this great state. And I remember that election, 1984. To this day, I still have a 1984 Reagan-Bush
shirt.
Campaign T-shirt. And I wear it all the time. When I go out and get petition signatures, you know, as a candidate, I go up there all the time. I always wear that T-shirt because, you know, everybody always misses the good old days.
I have one, too.
Yeah,
I have one.
And just the greatest election. It was the biggest landslide election in the history of American democracy. That 1984 election and the greatness of America, and that really just, you know, that time was a time of pride, where we came together as a country and we were all moving together forward. And you know, that's not where we are today. And again, this is where I'll put my optimist hat back on, and I say, I think it can come back. It's going to be hard. Social media has completely disrupted that. But I believe it can happen. I believe as people and as Americans and as people of Arizona that we are very close to getting sick of not liking each other. And I think it will cycle back. It might take you know, an event of some kind, but I do believe that we do have common core values that we can, that, you know, some of the liberal left are going to have to go and find it. I think they hit it back in their brains a little bit, but I think it's there. And, you know, as a Republican Party, it's incumbent upon us to communicate well to everybody, advance our mission, advance our values and our principles, because we want to help people more than the Democrats. The Democrats just simply want to force everything on everybody. As Republicans,
control.
We want to teach people how to fish, not give them fish. Right. And I think that that is much more empathetic to helping people advance to that next level of society and to chase the American dream. The American dream has never been given to somebody. It's always been earned. And to have the dignity and the honor of a hard day's work, these are Republican values. And this is what we need to communicate to America, Arizonans, and, of course, here in LD23. And I intend on advancing that mission.
So I've got to wrap it up here because I'm going to go jump on the Clubhouse group that I'm encouraging everyone to go join us over there so you can talk about your business, your organization, your movement, your group, whatever you got, your business, your product, your service. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. Everythinghomeaboutus.com will be there at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. That's Mountain Time because we're in Arizona. We're in Mountain Time now. So if you look at that, it's like the second or third thing, and I'll say the Clubhouse group is Collaboration Consortium. Click on that, and then I'll tell you the room for today. I'm not quite sure how this whole thing works, but I'm winging it, right? It's an extension of the show where everybody can talk about what they do, because I don't want people to be using strangers. I don't want you to hire a stranger. I don't need you to be working with a stranger because we've got a database of diamonds, and we don't need to be remember, stranger danger. So I know you're a busy man. I know you're a busy man, John, but if you want to jump on, you can do that anytime today from 2:30 to 3:30. We're doing that every Monday, and then we're going to be doing it Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Everybody is welcome to jump on. You'll get a little stage to plug your stuff and then give some tips to people to make their lives better. But real quick, because I think it's important, especially you've got four kids, I believe you said.
That's right.
And it is an important topic, especially here in Arizona. Do you want to make any comment? Do you want to talk anything about the school system, the public instruction,
as it's
called, as opposed to public education? So do you want to hit on that? Because I think it's important that people kind of hear what your stance is on the disastrous school systems that we have here in Arizona.
It's so interesting. Absolutely. Thank you. I've got four young kids, so education is near and dear to my heart, obviously. You know, obviously for my four kids, but then our state and the future of the state and the future of the education system for every family in Arizona and in LD23. And, you know, we're getting hit with a double whammy right now, but it still comes from the same core democratic controlled theory. And that, you know, those two, the double whammy is the mask mandates, number one, and then the advancement of the critical race theory. We need to be teaching our kids critical thinking skills, not critical race theory. And it exists. Anybody that thinks that it is a phantom of someone's imagination, I was at the school board meeting 2 weeks ago in Scottsdale, and three mothers got up to the public hearing podium and lambasted the school board for their kids coming home and saying that their teacher gave them a book that was a completely racist book. And it's just devastating to understand and hear that this happens in our school districts. And I know what's happening now is that they're trying to, in Arizona, because some of the legislation that was passed last year, they're trying to hide it in the form of different types of curriculum materials. So they're going around, they're trying to make it so, you know, we as Republicans and as good principled people, we just say, oh, there's no critical race theory in Arizona, so we're fine and we don't have to worry about it. That's not the case. We need to be vigilant at every school district in this state because they will absolutely try to sneak it under our nose at any point they possibly can. And, you know, unlike the Democratic Virginia governor candidate, guess what? Parents want to know what's going on in their schools and what their kids are being taught. It's the families and the parents that should be dictating what it is that the kids are learning in these schools, not these elite politicians from their ivory towers. And that's what's happening. And, you know, it's just disgusting. And then from the mask perspective, I mean, if people don't understand why this is even an issue right now here in the early November of 2021, it is a control issue. It is a, hey, let's see how far we can push the envelope to control these people, and then we're going to see who complies and who doesn't. and to see what is happening. And, you know, if you look at the science and if you look at the data, if you are age 10 and under, now this stat I'm going to give you, Michelle, is from the CDC. You can say what you want in terms of belief and trust of the CDC, but the data point I'm going to provide you is from the CDC. And the CDC in July had a stat that said, if you are an American child with no pre-existing conditions, meaning you don't, the kid wasn't a cancer survivor or something like that, that they have a 10-to-1 more likelihood of dying of the common flu than they do with COVID-19. But yet, they need to wear their masks, because I've never seen a mask worn in my 45 years of life ever at a school during flu season.
Right.
So why is that? Well, I can tell you why. It's because the left wants to control the society. They want to mandate us and tell us what we can do. But it's good people that are standing up to that. And I think this nonsense is going to come to an end. Is going to come to an end soon. And it can't come soon enough. But it's just, you know, it's a double whammy right now. But we're pushing back, and we need to continue to push back and say you've gone too far. You know, I have been observing, you know, the Democrats as an astute observer. Probably I thought I was when I was 14, but let's just say for the last, say, 24 years or so. The one thing I know about Democrats is they will absolutely, you give them an inch and they will take a mile. Mm-hmm. And they don't know when to stop. And they will take something and they will run 10,000 miles with it. And so we need to push them back right now, right here. Otherwise, who knows where we'll end up and be in 2 years from now.
Yeah, and it's up to us, the American people, we the people, to stand up to it in every aspect, especially with these kids and what's coming with the non-vaccines, 5 to 11-year-olds.
There is one thing I would like to say to Michelle is that you know, there's other things going on in education, and I, through my work with the Scottsdale Charles, I've been really pretty in-depth in the know in certain things going on at Scottsdale Unified School District. And I will say this, is we've got some challenges with our school board right now. There are, by the way, a couple of school board members that are good, some that are not. But the teachers, I'd like to give some respect to the teachers throughout the state, SUSD, and across the country, is because they went through a very difficult time of and being brave of having to go teach kids during a pandemic. And many of them, not all of them, but many of them, particularly here in Arizona and in Scottsdale, you know, were brave, and they went and they fought the good fight, and they tried to do their best to help our kids. So most of those teachers are great teachers, and they're great people, and I think that they deserve our respect and what they went through and what they did. I can't say that about all the administration of the school districts across the state, but I do really believe that the teachers themselves, big hearts. Now, I'm a little biased. My teacher, or my wife, is a former teacher and comes from a family of teachers. They deserve our respect. Now, the teachers' unions, I could say a different thing about.
That's a whole other story, right?
Yeah, you know, but the teachers themselves, big hearts, and great, great bravery on their standpoint. So I just wanted to make sure that I plugged that, because without them, you know, we'd have even bigger problems.
With that note, we will wrap up this session. Please, I want you to give your website again if you've got an upcoming event, and then you'll be back on the show. We'll have you on multiple times, so don't worry about that. I'm going to add a John to our page. I'm adding this page. It's basically, it's an America First candidate page, and it's any politicians that are running. That are running for office, that are currently in office, that are going to be running again. So that way you already know, here is ones that have passed the smell test. They sniff out pretty good, and then you can make your own decisions from there. So if they're not on this list, you might have to do a little extra homework or run away, people, because there's a reason why they're not on that list. And we're going to add that once the website's back in order, because GoDaddy is a no daddy in my book. And they're a disaster company.
Our campaign website is johnarnoldforaz.com. and our Facebook page is John Arnold for AZ. So I encourage everybody to go there, like our Facebook page, check out my website. You can see, you know, kind of listed there my priorities and my beliefs and, you know, some of the issues that I'm going to be fighting for. There's a Donate Now button there. So for anybody that that really wants to jump on board, you can sign up and volunteer. You can give a donation to our campaign. We've got a lot of momentum. We had our launch event last week. This Thursday night at 7 o'clock, I'll be giving a speech at the LD23 meeting. Are you going to be there, Michelle?
Oh, but it's like my favorite day of the month. Are you kidding me?
Okay, all right. So I at least I look forward to having you know, friendly faces in the crowd there. So those are always good events with a lot of people there. So should be a good time. So anybody that is an LD23 precinct committeeman, obviously please come out for that. That's our next speech, and then we'll have more down the line. And as we get ready to, you know, head into 2022. We'll be operating on full force and ready to rock and roll and represent the people of LD23 for the state of Arizona.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my friend. You are doing a fabulous job. And by the way, he's also really smart when it comes to managing money, so you might want to check that out. We'll have him come on in a business capacity next time so he could tell you all about his company and how they are a little bit more unique than the average bear when it comes to financial strategies, because he's the CEO of Southwest Wealth Strategies. So they're helping you save for retirement amongst many other different things when it comes to your money. Meanwhile, remember, he said it's about you keeping your money as opposed to this letting it fly into the air and end up in the government's hands. Bad idea there. So thank you, Mr. John Arnold. Keep up the great work. I'll have you back on. I'll send you the link so you could jump on so I can get you to talk about business in the month of December, because I think people could get some strategies and some information about what to do now that the coast is clear. Dust is settled.
There's probably going to be a bunch of changes to the tax code by the start of next year. So, regardless if we like it or not, the rules are the rules. And so as a firm, we help our clients navigate those rules to best benefit them and their families. So, look forward to that next time, Michelle. Really appreciate you having me on your show. And I'm going to check out your other project that's right after this. What do you call it? It's the something box.
Clubhouse is the platform. That's the platform that everybody's talking about. So I'm like, all right, I got to jump on it because I'm technically doing that anyway, just in a different format, and people could jump on. So go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That lists all the different websites and the different links that we have. So the second one, I think, is our room, our clubhouse room. Click on that. And then once you get into the room, I want you to make sure that you follow me, right? Because it shows you how to do that in there. And I'm seeing it from different screens, so I'm trying to just make it as simple. And it's very easy. It sounds more complicated, but this is like a Fisher Price deal. And then it'll show the room, and I'm going to go jump in there now. So I'll see you over there. And if you can't make it today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. It's like the Cheers of Clubhouse for collaboration to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, basically this extension of this show. So thank you, John.
Is it the Cheers because it's where everybody knows your name?
It's a central meeting place where everyone could just hang out and talk about
what they do.
And remember, stranger danger. We never want to work with strangers again. We're going to open up and optimize our database of diamonds because there's no time like the present. It is. Don't forget, it's Never Look Back and Networking November. All right, I'll see you over there. If it's not today, I'll see you over there this week, John. And I'll definitely see you in person in the non-virtual world at the LD 23 meeting on Thursday. Thank you so much,
my friend. Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
You too. Alrighty, so I am at 2:31. I got to go jump on this clubhouse deal, which, like I said, I'm not quite sure how this whole thing works. But I figured, you know what? I've got to throw it out there. Somebody's got to start it, right? So it's like anything else. Somebody's got to start it. Somebody's got to take the initiative to say, all right, I'll take the hit. I'll start it. So I'm starting it. I'm going in there now. And it's asking me to sign in. So please join us, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Click the second one. I believe it is in your clubhouse, the room. So if you are waiting to get in there, bear with me. I'm doing a code now. I'm doing I'm doing triage live on the air. But anyway, so I'm going to jump over there. So again, we are now for the end of the year. We're not going to be doing live shows on Wednesdays and Thursdays, right? So what I'm going to do, because these are a lot of work, and I need to start getting these collaborations done. So basically, what it is I'm going to take it over to this Clubhouse platform, so that way you guys can interact with each other, get to know each other, either listening or interacting in regards to telling people what you do. So you can grow your business, enhance quality of life, make a difference, especially in your communities, right? So that's what we're going to do. And I will figure this out. So bear with me. If you're listening here and transitioning over, bear with me as I figure this out, how to get into my room. Into my room. If I only know how to get into my room. So bear with me, because I was doing everything on the computer. And then, of course, you know how I hate doing things on the phone with the texting. Like, why use two fingers when I could use 10 people? Why have a small little screen when I have 5 big ones in front of me? So anyway, we will be live back here in the same show format, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, and then our superstars in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. So we're on 12 p.m. Mountain Time now. And we're going to be live Mondays, just Mondays. And then we're going to be on Cloud Hub at 2:30 Mountain Time. And that's on Mondays. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. That's the mountain, because we are now Mountain Time Zone. So try to keep a track. So we hope you join us over there on this new platform, right? Well, all we're doing is growing. We're growing and going. We're going and growing. And upcoming guests, amazing upcoming guests. I'm going to be adding so many more. But Andrew is the CEO of Red Balloon, you know, the company that is posting all the jobs that you don't require the non-vaccine to work there. Oh my God, that's called, oh my God, normal, right? So he's going to be on. We got Alex Newman coming up. We got Clyde Cleveland, Debbie Saviano, Stacey Sheffield, and a whole bunch of other great candidates for the rest of the year. So make sure you join us over there. Remember, it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic. Oh my God, more than ever. And, before we even rebuild our economy, we're just going to rejuvenate, right? So it is Never Look Back and Networking November. Join us on this. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. And put on that common sense cap of yours. Leave it on all day. Sleep in it. Encourage to have your friends. Keep it on there, too. Remember, courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious, people. They are contagious. So, yeah, let's do this. There's a lot going on this week. Please listen to this show again. If you get a chance, share it with your family and friends. Check out the website, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Be patient as I go and rip a new one to Note Daddy again, and they will get the missing pages back up here in the probably next day or so. So then just tune back in, and we'll have everything restored. So if it, there's something missing, the page is blank, that's their fault, right? That's their fault. I will call it censorship at its finest. Make sure if you can, I'm asking you to please subscribe to our newsletter, because then we can get around the censorship, which we're experiencing right now. Lower right-hand corner of all the website pages that you're on, it's on the phone. Most of the recent episode, scroll across the bottom of your phone and the websites. If you get a chance, rate and review, that would be awesome. You can always follow us on the Rumble and listing them on there, because they can't on YouTube. They censor us. And since we're live streaming on all these different platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, Clout Hub, Blog Talk Radio, and the Rumble, you can go ahead. I'm also on Global Enlightenment Radio Network, but you can get notifications from all those. So set your notifications, set your phone, set your alarms. So you know every day that we're going to, well, just Mondays now, Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. So you never miss an exciting episode. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 9th, I'm going to be on Ann Vandersteel's show, my buddy Ann Vandersteel. She has an incredible show, Steel Truth. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time, which is now our 7 p.m. I'm just not sure what time I'm going to be on the spot. And if you want to listen to Ann Vandersteel when she came on our show, episode 210, that's episode 210, Ann Vandersteel, please check it out. Please check out our marketplace and go ahead and buy some cool gear. You got all kinds of different companies, products and services, and there's a free page on there. So check out the free page once you're over there in the marketplace. And all that is on the long list of websites and resources that we have. Everything Home About Us, everythinghomeaboutus.com. We are good to go. A special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website. Check all that out at the Take Action tab. You will see that on there. Or if you're on that long list, you can pick and choose from all the great, incredible resources, information, and content that is on there. Again, thank you for listening. please share the show and this platform with your family, friends. And if you're interested in coming on the show, shoot me an email. Shoot me an email. If you're in that long list, it shows you. Contact Michelle. And it gets you. You can contact me there, michelle@passionprojects.org. And you can find all that information. Everythingwellness.com. Get yourself some Zebzelenko, Dr. Zebzelenko, immune-boosting pill supplements. Use that promo code HOME. You see that in the marketplace. Go check that out. I'm telling you. Everything is there. You never have to go anywhere else again to find stuff. You never use Google. You should never be doing that. And remember, stranger danger. All right, head on over to Clubhouse. Remember I told you, mix the two. So go check that out and meet us over there and plug your business. I got to play a little bit of Brandon. Let's go, Brandon, and then we're out of here. Most brilliant thing ever from the American public. I'm telling you, it's brilliant. All right, so this is it. We will be back on live platform with our guests next Monday. But in the meantime, I'm telling you, we're going to be all over the Clubhouse. So go check it out. I'm not going to plug it again. Little God bless the USA. Thank you for listening. I think you're awake. If you're still hanging with us, awesome. I'm behind. I'm late. So go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, give me 1 second here. I thought I had my stuff lined up. I didn't. All right, I'm out of here. Go over to Clubhouse. See ya.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.